Cousin Joe Show, More Like Radio, live with a packed studio. Dan, Heather.
Hi. Oh.
Oh. Hi. Did you want to say more than the H and hi before I went on? I'm sorry.
Hi.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure you had the eye out.
I did.
Heather Candela and Jody Lee. It's been forever.
I know. I'm so happy to be here. I missed you guys.
Missed you too, Jodes.
All right, so yeah, that guy died that we just played.
Yeah. I posted.
Want to move on?
The first time I ever flashed at a concert was at a Tom Petty.
Whoa,
concert.
Back up.
Yeah.
You.
All right, Joe's interested.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Yeah.
When did you retire? Or you still do that?
Close. When was John Valby? It was December a couple of years ago, I think.
I should have gone to that show.
So you flashed at a Tom Petty concert?
Yeah.
Were you close enough to Tom see your boobies?
I hope so. I don't know. I was shit hammered, though. Drank a bunch of vodka in the parking lot.
Dan, go buy some vodka.
Yes. $12 beers. But it was so much fun. He was a lot of fun live.
Yeah. I just saw him in June, actually.
Oh.
That was like my probably seventh or eighth time seeing him.
Did you whip out your tits?
I could have.
Do you just windmill from the crowd? Is that how you do that?
That's the thing to do at a Tom Petty show.
Just swinging in the air.
This is the windmill move, yeah. Mm. It's very popular. Yeah, Joe Walsh opened. It was an incredible fucking show. Mm. But, yeah, 66. Too fucking young, man. Just. This is exactly what I thought was going to happen.
You're
going to
start off.
This is just depressing. Everyone's right. Looking down at them. Yeah, all right, we'll move on.
You're going to try to keep. Walk Joe off the ledge.
This is what, the third in 2 years for me?
Yeah, because you had
Weiland.
Cornell. You love the Linkin Park guy.
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is number three.
This would be three then.
Right. See, it happens in threes, man.
Oh, yeah.
And like Bill Burr says, no, it's only because you stopped counting at three. That's the only reason for that. Fucking idiots.
Okay. Wow.
More like radio. Dan got his soundboard back. He's very excited.
So
as
so
am I.
Happy.
You should have seen his face when I looked it up.
It's like motherfucking Christmas.
It's been like.
How old is that Windows?
Oh, it's the first Windows.
I believe it's XP, excuse you.
Do you know how many times? Okay, when we loaded this computer, it has a thing to set the date. It had 1999 on the date thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is not Y2K compatible.
No, I think the only thing on that ThinkPad is that soundboard.
Yeah, like for some reason, uTorrent. I don't know why. That also was on here.
Yeah, I probably downloaded it on there just figuring if I get viruses from downloading porn, fuck it. Who cares about that laptop? I got it for free.
So I'm just your whore laptop that I'm using here?
Yeah.
Ew.
Come all over that.
Well, I mean, I assume
everything.
Most of this room.
I mean,
I would assume if we blacklight this room, it's just going
to
be just.
You wouldn't even
off.
Be able to tell like, because it would just be a different shade. Uniform.
I believe we're in a nuclear reactor right now.
It's being inside a Jackson Pollock.
Okay. You come a lot.
How do you know? Depends on how much I drank
videos
the night
about
before.
It.
Sometimes it just, I gotta pull the rest of it. It's like, you know, sludge.
Is it like
dehydrated
it like
goo?
Scarves thing with magicians?
It can be, yeah. That's how I know. If I got to drink more water and Gatorade.
That explains Magic Marty now.
Oh, no.
Do I don't want to ask what Magic Marty is?
Probably. Oh, you don't know? Good. Okay.
I'm picturing a very bad comedian.
Well, he's a magician.
Okay.
But he goes to comedy open mics.
Okay, so I was correct. All right. Sorry, I'm not sure. I know you guys got to work with these people, and I...
No, he's a very lovely man who's just very aggressive with magic.
Yeah, he like, magic fucks you.
Yeah.
Oh.
He did like magic rape.
He lit Danisco's hair on fire once.
He did. I remember that. It smelled very bad.
Well, why don't we just get right into it?
Okay.
Yeah, well,
there's no video on this. No video. I had to read it.
Oh,
yeah.
Reading.
I know.
Fuck, I'm leaving.
Lame.
Okay. Well... I mean, we're going to start off with a classy story, because we always do classy stories here.
That's how this show goes.
That's how it is. Couple resumes having sex in car after caught by police officer.
I would have done the same exact thing.
But there's a lot I want to know already. how they got caught, where they were, but
real quick, do you want to play guess the state real quick?
It's one of those stories that can, well, I could tell you for a fact it can happen in New York, but
well,
it can happen anywhere, really.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
But if they, the fact that they refuse to stop, I'll have to go with Florida.
I'm thinking Arizona.
Wisconsin.
Closer.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Sorry, that mic's low.
This is a Midwest fucking.
Oh, it's Wisconsin.
Oh.
La Crosse police arrested two people early Monday morning after they refused to stop having sex in the backseat of a car, officials said. An officer heard moaning from a car parked in the 900 block on Adams Street around 3:30 a.m., according to the La Crosse Tribune. The officer found the windows fogged and the vehicle rocking.
Cool.
Don't come a knocking.
He came knocking anyway.
Ugh, not even listening to the rules. A woman who lives nearby called police saying the sound woke her up.
Oh, what a fucking jealous bitch.
Yeah. After she masturbated to completion, exactly. She called the police.
But wait, they're on the street.
Who fucks twice, honestly?
But... You can't do that anymore?
No, it's her being upset. I'm jealous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally missed the joke.
Sorry, I'll do it.
But no, because I'm thinking, I'm working this out in my head. They're in a car. Obviously, the windows are shut down on the street. This woman's in an apartment. How much could she have possibly heard to keep her awake?
Enough to ruin everyone else's night.
I'm assuming the car wasn't parked right in front of someone's house, right? Or was it?
Loud vocalization, I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe she was really loud. Maybe he was really giving it to her good.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
he
the
was
car
all
was
like,
all rocking.
Yeah, maybe he was like, maybe he was the whole time just going,
we have audio. But I believe we have the full audio clip.
Oh, we have,
of
I'm sorry,
the backseat of that car.
How silly of me. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I
like
loaded
that
it
one,
up
though.
Just for this.
Yeah, no, I would have called the police. I would have called
you
the police.
You guys don't find that a sexy noise?
I would have called the police.
Call that one again. Like, hit it a couple times, like that fart noise.
Wait, what?
Remix. Why did I hook that board back up?
Is there any way that you can get that so it's like a notification sound?
I can give it to you if you want on your phone.
Oh, we have a caller.
That would totally be my text message. So, and I would leave my phone on audio at work. So I'm like not at my desk. My phone's there, and it's just
Love it.
Bailey Putcamery.
Huh? Wait, is that the guy or the girl?
By process of elimination, I'm saying guy only because the other one's Emily Scott.
Fair enough.
So Bailey and Emily were fucking. They were
is
naked.
Is that what CBS News said?
What's his last name? Putcamery?
Putcamery.
Oh.
P-U-T-T, like putter. K-E-M-E-R-Y. Putcamery.
Oh, but come Mary.
But yeah. Come Mary. But come Mary.
Wish I went to school with him.
I'm sure he had enough. And then on top of it, what's his name? I'm Bailey. Like, come on, man. Give the kid a break.
His parents are Irish.
I just immediately think of the tranny when I hear Bailey as a name.
Oh, Bailey J.
No, just because I find her hot.
I never heard of her.
Yeah.
I just think of Bailey's Irish cream.
That's there, too.
That's how he was conceived.
The end of most of Bailey J's. Yeah. The office... The officer asked the couple to stop, then stood at the back of the vehicle and waited for them to get dressed.
That was polite.
That was very nice.
He turned around. Okay.
Hey, stop and fucking in there. I'm going to be back here.
And the guy said, okay, and he zipped up.
when the officer realized
I guess
the couple...
That's a no.
Sorry, I was reading the line.
It's all right.
The couple had resumed having sex. He opened the door, officials said. Putcamery tried to close
the
door.
Wait, why would you lock the doors if you're fucking?
Before telling the officer that
why wouldn't you?
Blocking. Oh my god, this is bad. No, it's getting better. Putcamery tried to close the door before telling the officer that he was, quote, blocking him. Basically, he told the cop to stop cock-blocking
You're cock-blocking
him.
Me, bro.
That's amazing.
Officer,
I have a
you're cock-blocking
wonderful story adjacent to this.
Bra.
Yeah.
Putcamery and Scott both face charges of lewd and lascivious behavior.
Why? Why is this...
Lascivious.
Why is this a problem?
I don't know. He should just be like, stop fucking in the car.
It was 3:30 in the morning. No one was around to see it. It woke up some stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Other than
it's not like there was fucking toddlers wandering around the car.
Damn.
Just shit.
Then
they were. They don't know what's happening.
It's like instant birth control.
Yeah.
And the windows were fogged up. You can't see in there.
And Scott also faces a bail jumping charge. This is going great.
I made that mistake, though. I thought the windows were fogged up and no one can see me.
Oh.
When I tell my car story.
Yeah.
One of a few.
Oh.
Yeah. But oh,
Heather has one that she says connects directly to this. So we're
I'd like to hear that.
Okay, mm-hmm. This one defies gravity.
You were fucking on the moon?
No.
In the year 2000.
It was somebody we graduated high school with, not somebody I dated.
Okay.
And we were just 21, and
can
we
you went, write it down?
Yeah.
I was, just keep it out of. What the? There's cameras. Oh. Cameras.
Okay.
That's not a guy's name. At least I hope not.
Oh no! I'll tell. Yeah, no,
it's
I can
nickname.
Write it down.
Don't worry. About
hold on.
That's what she wrote to get you to know who it was.
That's the intro. It's the prelude to whatever.
Shame
story.
On you.
I know. Well, here's
Jesus
the thing. The
Christ
reason it happened is because like I wasn't popular in high school, and he was one of my crushes, and then
neither
he hit
I.
on me when I was like
look
21 and drunk and vulnerable, and I was like, okay, you know,
exactly.
It's like one of those stupid mistakes you make. Jody knows what I'm talking about. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm driving him home. I'm drunk. I should not be driving. I don't advocate
this. Is
this
the first date? What was
this? No, we ran into each other at Wiki's in Suffern, which doesn't even exist anymore. It was a martini bar that used to have karaoke nights and two-for-ones on Wednesdays. That's what that was. Okay.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you met him at a bar. You felt a little slutty.
I had just broken up with Mark. This is the first person I had.
Oh, okay. Well,
see
now
I mean?
I understand.
Now it makes sense.
You could have fucked anyone.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Exactly. All right. Exactly.
Go on.
So, oh, God, his tribal tattoo, which is awful.
That's exactly what I would expect.
Okay, so.
Was it a tramp stamp?
I'm driving him home. No, it was the bicep tattoo early 2000s. Okay, so driving him home. And I was wearing a long black skirt, and I wasn't wearing underwear because like I used to do that for some fucking reason.
Reason.
I was a slut. Yeah. So I was just freely broken up. I was like, let's do this. So
thanks
I'm driving
for calling
him home.
Me, by the way.
He is in the passenger seat, and he just starts going down on me as I'm driving.
Huh.
That takes initiative.
I was going to
really
say,
that's
strong neck.
I have never given head, but I've gotten roadhead. I have gotten roadhead.
He must have like a tongue like a fucking
so
giraffe.
Here's the thing.
Were you driving a 70s Lincoln with
no
center console?
No, I was driving my Saturn SL1.
Did he hang over the back seat so he could
he was like leaning over, but here's the thing. Okay. He was leaning over, and here's the thing. It didn't fucking work because we were pulled over immediately. And I start freaking out.
His feet are dangling out the fucking sunroof.
I start freaking the fuck out because I'm like, oh my God, I'm drunk. Like, I'm going to jail. Like, what am I doing with my life? Like, Heather, get it together. And he gets out of the car with his pants off and goes.
Why did he get out of the
car? He's like, I'll talk to the cop. Because it's suffering. You
know,
they all fucking
I'm sorry,
know
I missed that. You got pulled over?
Yeah.
Okay.
While this was happening because, I was swerving. It was right by that Verizon building in Suffern.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was going down that hill, and he was doing that, and I was all over the fucking road.
Drunk clit swerving.
Yeah, just all over the place, pulled over. I think my life is over. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to have a DUI. This is the end of me. He gets out of the car with his pants off.
When did that part of the story happen? Because
I didn't know he had unbuckled his pants. I had no idea.
Was his dick hanging out?
I don't know, because he got out of the car, because I was in full freak out, like, I'm going to jail mode.
Okay.
And so he gets out of the car and tells the cop, like, oh, I'm sorry, like, we're, like, about to go hook up, like, you're kind of cock-blocking me. I know a blank blank somebody that this cop knew that was a mutual friend of theirs.
Same
and he was like, dude, sorry.
Different?
Dude, the cop apologized to him.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And let us go.
God bless America.
And then I spent the entire night, and then I fucked him because I felt bad.
That's not the reason.
And then I spent the entire next... I called out of work the next day and spent the entire day in the shower. I just, could not...
Oh, like in that scene from...
The Crying Game?
I was going to say Ace Ventura, but yeah, same thing.
Pity pussy. Yeah.
And the last time I had car sex was 2 Fridays ago.
Oh.
Were you at least parked this time, I hope?
Yes, in the back of a Motel 8.
Oh, well. That's safe.
You're in the fucking parking lot.
There
of
were no rooms available, Jody. In desperate times, calls for desperate
managers. I think
managers.
Mine's worse, though. My most recent.
It was most recent?
Parking lot of characters.
Oh. I fucked in the parking lot of Creekside.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm doing math now.
Yeah.
I love the joy on your face.
That's interesting, because now I'm trying to... Okay.
The characters won. That was the lazy wiper.
Yeah, so I have a who's guess who in my head
it
now.
Was this year.
Does he wear glasses?
No.
does he have? I'm not going to keep doing the whole thing.
How long ago was that?
Characters?
That yeah, it was that Halloween show where...
Oh, the Halloween show.
I went as Jesse Pinkman and my cousin went as Heisenberg.
She's like 3-4 years.
Okay. And that was the lazy white bird girl.
Which part of the character's parking lot, though?
What was I? I can tell you what year, then.
Because if you were parked all the way in the back, like... you.
I think it was the year after you were Kevin Smith.
Oh, okay, nice.
It was... Okay. When you pull in from across the firehouses for local... Well, people who aren't local, this means nothing.
The main parking lot.
Yeah.
There's lights in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so that goes back to what I was saying. I thought my cousin's looking for me with some girl he was with or something, and I hear them kind of call me, but I'm like, the windows are too fogged up. They can't see anything. And I was eating her out. And I hear my name, and actually, Ryan Dalton, of all people.
Hey, what are you doing, buddy?
It was something along those lines.
What's up, peeps?
I looked up.
Eating the schniz?
Giggity getting, Lynn.
Getting a little puss? Getting some puss? Getting your lick on? And some puss?
That's the... my cousin's actually listening. Puss. That's the wrestler comic, Eric. So, yeah, he...
I guess he could see you.
He's... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he said something like...
why interrupt, man?
Well, he had to say something like, that's a fine move. When I was coming up from her badge.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I never... Can I smell your face?
It was in that wooded area.
Can I smell your face?
It wasn't in the main lot. I just felt like I needed to clarify.
Oh, and I don't give a shit.
Okay. Anything right over there?
I was just clarifying where in the Creekside parking lot I had sex in a car.
Oh, all right.
I'm sure lots. I'm glad you had sex in the car.
I have remained chaste in all the parking lots.
Oh, no. I would never have sex in that bathroom.
Two different conversations. But, oh. Stop that.
Sorry.
But before that, I actually lost my virginity in the backseat of my car. It was my money car.
Did someone help you find it? Or?
The red one?
Yeah. Mm. It was like a month or two before I turned 18. And I was just like, I'm not going to turn 18 being a virgin. It was that stupid mindset. So I found the town slut.
Do I know her?
That's why I just paused.
Yeah, write it down. Fuck. Thank you. I told you. Fuck. You have to tell me. Thank you.
So I'm just putting it together. Fuck. You guys went to school together?
We graduated the same year.
This is beyond desperate.
And I used to be friends with my ex-boyfriend.
Hmm. We'd all hang out together, and that's why I said, thanks for calling me, bitch. This is how desperate I was.
I don't remember her.
Good.
She wasn't in our grade.
I think, yeah, one or two below us.
I don't know who these people are.
I can look this up.
But it was... But it was an AOL Instant Messenger connection. That's how it was made.
That's how you used to do it back in the day.
I drove to Seven Lakes Drive.
Floyd Man 015.
You fucking... that's actually a Gmail account.
You just blew yourself
I know, I did. I did. But I couldn't let it go. And then, like, maybe a year ago, I made one with my name and said it's... time not to be 15 anymore.
It's grown-up time.
But yeah. Wow, I can't believe you remember that.
I can't. Especially with how much weed I smoke. That's amazing.
And, oh, man. Yeah, no, so it was the back seat and finished in some Wendy's napkins. That was when they used to be
your
yellow.
Thing. Like, Wendy's napkin is like your jam.
Yeah, a lot of my jizz seems to end up in those.
And Wendy's napkins. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think. Aside from Roadhead, those are the only times I really fucked in a car.
You can name all the make and models.
Joey, you a big car fucker?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did a lot of car fucking, but I never got caught, so I don't really have any.
Oh, that's fucking professional.
Yeah.
I never got caught either.
Never gotten caught either. You get pulled over.
Oh, yeah, except for that. And
the guy you were with walked out with his dick out.
Yeah.
And said, excuse me, so you're cock blocking.
I mean, like,
so
actually cock, having, like, it. Penile to vaginal in the car.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
And I did it in that Nyack parking lot once on, like, my 32nd birthday.
Would you want to trade a Bud Light Platinum for a Mike's Hard watermelon?
Yeah, you can just...
throw in the fridge.
Help yourself, of course. We're good.
Okay, well, there's mine.
Hey, what happened?
Dan, any car fucking stories?
No. I don't think another meat person could fit in the back seat. It would just be awkward.
I pulled muscle from the other week.
She can, like, stand outside of it. That'd
be
fun.
For this shit.
Well, we'll finish. Yeah, you can finish up what you're doing. That's fine. Just throw it on me and then leave. That's good.
Oh. Yeah, I only got roadhead once, and I couldn't. I had to pull my driveway for me to finish. Otherwise, I was convinced I was going to drive into a tree.
I got roadhead almost.
That's why I don't do it. Like, I'm such a, like, I was just about to say anal passenger.
No.
That was my character's experience.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's also why I call it the lazy wiper.
Yeah, no, I got it. I remember that story.
That's
after we fucked, nasty. I'm such a gentleman that she leaned from the backseat to the front to, like, crank.
Escape.
The white zombie that was on, of course, that she was playing. It was her car, naturally. And I just eat her ass.
So my place or yours, it was.
And it was, well, explains itself. Lazy wiper.
You didn't, like, take a little quick sniff first before you.
No, it was no time for that. Committed to the bit?
No, always sniff first.
I was just being a gentleman. I dove right in. But there's one little lick.
How drunk were you?
Pretty drunk.
Okay, there it is.
But I wasn't drunk enough to not have my wits about me because I instantly went, okay, I'm not going to get this taste out of my mouth. I know. Come here, babe. And just started making out with her, transferring her
here.
Okay.
Back over.
Giving her a taste.
And that got rid of it.
I think there's movies about that.
And then like a day later, I just looked her up on Facebook and she was dating some guy.
Ooh.
And that was the end of that. Yeah, I don't know when it started. She was friends with some whore that used to go to characters up until recently because she moved.
Didn't call it Slutsburg for nothing.
Mm. That's the first time I've heard that.
Really?
Actually,
all I heard growing up. Slutsburg.
Because you were always from Slutsburg? I thought you were from Tuxedo.
I spent kindergarten in Tuxedo, and then we moved to Slutsburg.
Okay.
But we were on Johnsontown Road, so like we were on like the hippy-dippy part by the park, like Harriman State Park. My parents grew weed.
Right. Okay.
I mean, no, they didn't. What's the jurisdiction on that?
You mean the statute of limitations?
Yes.
They're well over by
that. Okay, yeah, my parents did that.
Yeah. It has now been cemented over. There is no more garden.
I used to help my dad. No, it was in the attic. He had a grow room.
Well, don't keep talking about it.
Fond childhood memories.
I like that when the chick turned around, you smiled at her, and it looked like he ate a whole row of Oreo cookies. Like, come here, honey.
It wasn't that bad, all right? But there was...
I got the poo on me.
There's definitely a little bit of remnants.
Ew.
That could use some baby wipes or some Tucks or whatever the fuck.
Or your tongue, apparently.
Well, yeah. She was banking on that. She bet right.
Why go for Tux when you got tongues right there just wagging in the back seat?
Sorry. Wow.
Well, you're a champ, you know? You're a good sport.
That was, you know, didn't matter. It was after the fact and everything. But I want your girl's opinion.
Okay.
Because I've ran into a couple, more than a couple, I'd say maybe majority of girls, who were... When I start to get in that area, they go, ew, no, ew. And most of them have never had it done before, but still think it's gross and wouldn't let me eat their ass.
Oh,
comments?
Ass?
Yeah. Not fuck, just eat.
Oh. I don't get any pleasure from it. Like, if they do it,
it's also
like,
not something I'm dying to do, but if it comes up, I'm all for it.
I think that it should be a mutual...
Yeah.
In a casual conversation.
I think it should be a mutually agreed upon thing that you don't put your face near where people shit from.
Well,
I
never understood anal.
But
I'm like,
it's different with girls. You girls have clean asses, most of you.
Well,
apparently
clearly,
that one didn't.
That's why I said most of you.
That one blew up in your face, didn't it?
She's kind of a pig slob, so.
Ooh.
Not like you know, slobbish, but just, I mean, I met her maybe 4 minutes before we fucked, so that's what I mean by that.
So she has standards.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm like, hi, let's go.
You have a radio show?
I wish that worked, man.
No? Oh. I'm sorry, man.
It used to.
Oh.
I mean, before podcasts were big, and it was like 2006, and MySpace got me laid so much, dude. Mm. It did. It just... Oh. Not necessarily. There was one or two from the show that I... met through MySpace that started listening then, whatever. But just getting laid, period, meeting girls you...
It was less creepy to hit on people on Facebook.
You can't do it on Facebook with people you don't
I
know.
I mean, on MySpace, yeah.
Yeah, on MySpace, you could do it. You could just...
Really?
You can still poke people on Facebook. I do that.
You can...
Yeah, I fucking hate that shit.
But who even takes that serious? Like,
I do it to be creepy because people know me to be creepy, but a comic's mother poked me on Facebook.
I know exactly who.
Yeah,
that's so
and
funny
because
I think I know what you mean.
And sent it to him, and he's like, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this.
But what's... like, what was Facebook's... intent for the poke? What is it supposed to mean?
Instead
just like
a
nudge,
like
hey, like a hello,
like yeah. a hi.
But is there that face thing you just did along with it? Like
no,
that
it's creepy. But that's why I like doing it to dudes.
What, to confuse them?
No, let them like I'm like I like to be as creepy to dudes as they are to me.
Oh,
that's pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah,
wow. I'd imagine it's a lot of work, man.
I ignore that shit from everybody.
Also,
I've
people forget
members.
That you can.
What?
You can poke, and that's like next level.
Yeah, see, I don't
like,
know.
How
is
did
it...
you poke me? And I'm like, yeah.
I don't even know they still offered that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
gotta go deep into the profile in order to poke?
Is it supposed to be a sexual thing? Because I really
yeah.
have had like
it
girl cousins like, hey, how you been? Like,
no, I think that's just like I think they don't get it.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like how my like my brother at and sister in law added me on Snapchat, and I'm like, that's not what this is for.
I had a former, actually, I recently had a guy that was a manager at a place that I worked at that was, like, he threatened my job and was, like, you know, like, oh, well, you know, we're going to end up firing people. And when it pissed me off so bad, I walked out of the fucking place one time. And anyway, he ended up leaving, and then I ended up leaving. And this was, like, 5 fucking years ago, and out of nowhere, he sends me a text. Oh, it was the wrong Jody. I was like, you got my fucking phone number in there from 5 years ago? So then he sends me
that's
a Facebook
creepy.
Thing, and he starts waving at me, and every time he talks to me, he wants to talk about his tiny pecker. I'm like, why?
What, does he send you dick photos, you mean?
Well, he was offering, and I'm like, nah, I'm good,
at
bro.
At least he offered first.
Did he introduce it as his tiny pecker, or did you just deduct that on your
no,
own?
No, because he calls it his Irish curse, and I was like, you can't blame that shit on Ireland.
You also probably shouldn't open with that.
I have fucked so many Irish dudes, and that's not the case.
He said that
she has.
He said that
not so many, but like enough that I'm like, I've never encountered that. That is.
I think it's only true with the Chinaman.
I've never had a Chinaman.
Good for you.
Yet,
dude, Chinaman is not the correct nomenclature.
Asian American, please.
Yes.
I can't wait till we go
and again,
full
these
circle to
guys,
being offensive.
Yeah, they're
again.
Fucked and built the railroads here.
You know what I mean? Where like even the political correct things become offensive, so then we just go back to things like Chinaman. Like I can't wait for it to go full circle.
You think we'll live to see it? I don't know.
We'll see.
Hmm. Yeah.
Chinaman's not even that.
My father gets
China
so
man.
Angry when I use
yeah, but
Italian racial. And he forgets that I'm also Italian.
Yeah, but you don't do it seriously.
No, exactly. But he gets so upset. But I just think that's funny because I'm like, I share your...
Oh, yeah. I do that to Ross and Riley all the time. My husband and my kid, I make fun of them both for being Italians constantly.
Are you part Italian?
No, I'm not Italian
at
all.
Oh, okay.
I just like them, clearly. Yeah. I mate with them.
Mm. They're good at it.
Yeah.
What?
They're good at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then why do you fuck a bunch of Irish guys?
I was really into it. I don't know. I just had a very specific type for a very long time.
Leprechauns.
Yes.
Loved them.
Try to find that pot of gold.
Hey, suck me dick.
All right, are we going to get any more of the car fucking, or should we move on?
Postport. It's all right. The UN.
Chris wants to know who the fuck cares about the Dagos. Hi, Chris.
Wop Dagos.
Why did I do that? Is there a reason? Joe?
What's that, honey?
This? Is there a reason for this? What I'm pointing at?
Yeah.
Okay.
In like 5 minutes.
Oh. Huh? So I'm just not going to be able to play fart noises. That's fine.
Well, actually, you could plug it back in.
I'm kidding.
Until.
If you want. No, I don't want to do it again.
Now that he has it all back, right. He can't let it go.
I know. This is the first, I think we mentioned. I'm sure we did.
That would have been great, actually, during the segment of him eating stinking ass. Like, oh, nice.
Oh.
That guest, by the way, is my cousin Eric in the chat.
Oh, I figured that out, yeah.
Okay.
From what you were saying. There was also, you have the story about when you had car sex alone.
Oh my God, I forgot
Garden State
on
Parkway.
The Garden State Parkway late at night. I forget where I was driving, but I just felt compelled, and it was weird because I think the radio wasn't on. It was just silent. I just felt compelled to jerk off.
It was a romantic moment
on my steering wheel. It's just, I did. I don't know why.
It's a hot car, right?
It was the Monte Carlo. It was Heather. You saw it. It was
yes,
very nice.
It was
car.
Very nice. Mm. Were you fucked up at all?
No, I mean, I don't remember.
I've never been compelled to masturbate while I'm driving.
Well, it's different.
I
You're
did.
A girl. You guys, yeah? you, mm-hmm. you gals masturbate less. Or is that a myth?
That's a myth.
Completely?
Yeah.
I was on a 9-hour car ride, and I started getting bored. And I was in a 78 Chrysler Cordoba, which is like one of those full bench seats. So I just kicked my whole right leg
that's
up across the other seat and just went for it.
So you were driving. There was no one else in the car?
Nope, just me.
And you started finger blasting yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, the truckers thought so too.
Oh God!
Were they doing the?
You have the top down thing?
No, but you. They're up high. I'm like.
Yeah,
you can.
I know.
When I was in fourth grade, we were going to Phillipsburg Manor across the river, and there was a dude jerking off, like looking up at our school bus, and we all had to go to an assembly for counseling after it.
Wait,
and, like,
wait,
I knew
what
it
school?
Was a dick. This Phillipsburg Elementary.
Elementary, okay.
And we were in fourth grade, and this dude was just going to fucking town. He's like, right? And, like, I wasn't traumatized by it. I was just like, that's a dick.
How long was he keeping up with the bus? Like,
he was driving alongside it the whole way.
The whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Dedication.
Holy
man.
Shit, yeah.
Cruise control.
And then we all had to go see the counselor.
Like, one by one?
No, like, as a group.
Oh,
they
as
had
a group
to
group
us about it. But, like, what I'm more weird about is, like, I wasn't even traumatized by it. I'm like, oh, look, a dick.
And he's like, show me on me what you saw.
I like that they went with the discount of the group therapy. Like, we don't want to do everyone. We'll just
yeah,
throw
it
them
wasn't
on a room
that bad.
Together.
I need to remind
there
you.
There were windows in between.
Phillipsburg Elementary.
No, I understand.
I'm surprised they even had that department that would give that kind of a talk. They probably had to call someone in.
Yeah. Well, she probably also worked at Montebello and Cherry Lane, you know? Counselor is not here today, but she can come in and talk to you about the dicks like 3 days from now.
Does anyone have any dick questions for the one counselor? All 20 of you together.
Does anybody remember the guidance counselor conversation on what you should do in life?
No.
Oh, it was definitely not this.
No, but I mean what it was?
No, I blocked that out. I remember we had to take an aptitude test of what they thought we would be good at in like 10th grade.
I remember sitting in one of their offices and doing that, but yeah, I don't remember what...
We definitely have the same one, but I don't remember.
I had to take the aptitude test as well.
What was that again?
What it was called.
It was supposed to be like what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, like it was like what
your... Oh, to gauge
what your
strengths
were.
That
you would want to...
Yeah, of course.
And I got mine back, and the guidance counselor said that she had never seen anyone score so many disinterested...
in everything?
Because it's like... It was rated like interested, like neutral, and then disinterested. And she's like, you were like 82% disinterested in like anything. I was like, yeah.
Did they send
much.
You to a counselor?
No, they didn't do any of that shit. Hmm. I should have been to a counselor a lot of times, probably as a kid, but they were just like, eh, whatever. He'll bounce back.
I refused to participate in anything, pretty much.
That's what it was. They're like, well, maybe you would like to be a forest ranger. I'm like, the fuck? All right, yeah, sure.
That sounds awesome. There's less people. You're in the woods.
Yeah, I can climb a tower. Have a good time.
It's fucking bugs. It's probably hot.
Definitely jerk off up there.
Well, you got like a Jeep where you can go in and get there's air conditioning.
Yeah, that's nice too.
Running around trying to jizz on squirrels and shit.
Take the doors off and jizz out the side.
That's what they do. That's what they get in it for.
Keep coming back to this.
What, jizzing on squirrels?
Jizzing on things.
Come here, you.
All right, what's the weirdest thing you ever jizzed on, Dan?
On?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow, that's a great question.
Accidentally.
Oh, accidentally? Probably me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're pretty weird, dude.
I want to hear on purpose.
Like, as a...
It's like, I'm gonna jizz on this.
Like a statement. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
A statement jizz.
Okay.
Best statement jizz of all time.
Well, it wasn't a statement one, but I could tell you an on purpose one.
Okay.
It was
I don't
when
have any that aren't Kleenex.
It was when I thought it would be a good idea. I had to be 15, 16. I thought it'd feel good if I lifted my mattress.
Okay.
And put my dick in between that and the box spring. And even though I got all the rug burn, I had to keep going. I just had to keep going.
It's in
and
something.
And I came in between my bed. I just came in there.
I bet your mattress didn't slide around as much, though.
Wait, I got a call. I got a call coming in.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Can I get another one, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
You got it there?
There we
go. Yeah, me too, while you're in there. Sweet thing.
Hello, caller.
Hello, hello.
I called to talk about Cousin Joe's experiences at Character's Parking Lot.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear all about
it. My cousin Eric. What's up, dude?
Hey, you know what? Listen, I didn't listen to a while, Joe. You know, I was on a bus ride home from work, thinking, you know, being you, the big music fan, Tom Petty, maybe get a little tribute, maybe a couple of songs, lead off with car fucking and ass munching. Boy,
hey.
I tell you what, Tom Petty. What
we
the
played
fuck?
One Tom Petty song.
Where do you see
song?
Where this is going?
I opened with Petty, and we're going to play a couple more songs. But, I mean, Eric, I don't know. I didn't know of a way of talking about it without getting all depressing and killing the mood.
Getting all depressed in the beginning.
Because, I mean, I'll completely admit, when I heard the news, I was at work. I got out at 4 o'clock. I looked online at like 3:58.
You know, I was joking. I really don't want to hear about your Tom Petty. I'd rather hear about that chick fucking in the Cordova. Was that a 6-cylinder Cordova? Was it a leather seat?
No, there was no Corinthian leather. It did have a puke stain in the center of the back seat.
That was
Yeah, Ricardo Montalban used to do the spots of that back in the 70s.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was avocado
that's
green.
Pretty fucking cool.
Thanks.
But you know, as you're talking about the Night of Characters, I remember walking outside and
when I was in the
seeing
back
the steam. Yeah, when I found out, and that guy Ryan, that hack guy, whatever the comedian,
right. Yeah.
What's his name?
You just said his name, yes.
What Ryan, right?
Yeah.
The guy who wears John Cena stuff like 20 years after the fact? What the fuck is going on there?
I don't know. But go ahead.
I don't get it. I don't know. I saw him this past Friday night. Dan, you're very funny. You're too funny for this Cousin Joe show.
Thanks,
I
man.
Probably leave
appreciate
this.
It. Nah, he had me booked already.
Yeah. Oh, no. It
this
was
is
really
family
good.
Talking.
Why, did I
Thanks.
Say something wrong? Did he listen?
I don't know.
Not anymore.
No, it doesn't matter.
He's not like he's going to wrestle me or anything.
You're fine. It's just, you know, some people have to work with him, you know. Luckily, it's not me. But, no, but go on. Not about that, but...
This just get awkward?
No.
Seeing you,
whatever silence you heard was...
Was it what?
Whatever silence you heard were people suppressing their laughter. So it wasn't awkward.
Okay. Seeing you outside of Characters was unbelievably painful.
I thought the rear window was fogged up where no one could see. You saw in?
I saw in, yeah. I was looking for you. I'm like... I don't know, like, where do you end up outside of, like, Characters? I mean, where did you go? Sloatsburg. Yeah, and then you're outside with this... I mean, she was a Sloatsburg, too. Like, if you put a...
She
you know,
wasn't that...
Like a meter of good-looking girls.
Right.
Like, city girls, a Sloatsburg 2 is
no.
like a city 6.
She wasn't that bad.
Sloatsburg 10 is like a city 6. What?
She wasn't that bad.
Okay.
I don't know. You
Ryan's
said you were drunk.
Ryan's a funny comedian.
Ooh. You don't have to backpedal. I don't care. It's just...
What's that?
No, you... Nothing.
Okay. Oh, boy. This got really quiet. Wow. all of a sudden, this is now...
No, like I said,
What are you guys having a moment of silence for Las Vegas? What's happening here? I'm talking about a comedian.
No, I know. I'll just explain. And this is just my opinion only. You hit on something that was accurate, and people here have to work with them so they can't acknowledge that you're right. That's all.
Okay. All right. I'll move on to the second point. Then I'll take my answer off the air. Girls, they're talking about the Irish curse. That's a complete lie.
Right?
Remember these ladies.
Yeah, but you're half Italian, so you got one up. You already have that ahead.
I know
who
it's a lie. That's
the
what...
Irish.
No. This dude was saying he had the Irish curse, and he wanted to send me a dick pic, and I was like, I'm good. And he said, I was like, why do you have pictures of your dick on your phone anyway? Because you're not a politician. And he was like, I have a mistress that I pay, and she likes me to send pictures of it so that she can make fun of me, and I pay her. And I was like, well that's fucking stupid.
How do I get this job? That sounds right up my alley.
Right,
how do
actually,
I get this job?
You were born for this.
Yes, I was.
Why was he telling you all that?
Google that.
Because I haven't talked to him in 5 fucking years, and
he pretty much made me leave
my job, so it seemed to make sense to him, I guess.
But I've never hit somebody up and be like, hey, listen, I pay someone to make fun of my tiny dick. Like, I don't understand why that's...
People are into it, and I need to find them.
Guys that like
to
get kicked in the balls with heels.
Oh,
I don't know.
God, remember that?
Ugh. I don't even have balls, and I can feel that.
Maybe he was hoping I was going to make fun of it, and he'd get a freebie.
Oh, that's probably it.
Freebie. Yeah, I was like, I don't even want to look at that shit, bro.
Is Eric still on the line?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm just, soaking it all in.
I have a question. What exactly did you see that night?
Oh, yeah. I want to hear his view.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Walked outside. People were outside having a smoke break. The show was over. John Cena did his bit. Everyone fake laughed. We walked outside, and I'm like, where's my cousin? And people were just gathering around. And I walked around. I go, I see this car shaking. And loud music was blaring. I don't know if
she had White Zombie going. Yeah.
White Zombie?
Yeah.
Do all the chicks you fuck listen to White Zombie?
Thunder Kiss 69, 65? We played Thunder Kiss 65? I have no idea.
Hold on. Just let me pause this real quick.
Thing in the world.
Can I pause this real quick?
It was like the video. Ever seen the video of She Bop, Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper's like touching herself. It's like that in the car, but like you're with this complete Sloatsburg 2.
She wasn't a 2.
I have a question.
Sloatsburg
2. She's a Sloatsburg
2. Hold on. Dan
is a scale.
Dan has a question.
I have a question for Joe. If you were trying to be covert, why were you blasting White Zombie?
It was her car. She's the one that put it on.
That's not covert.
What am I
going
to say? Turn down the music? And I'm just,
I don't want people to catch me fucking you.
I honestly didn't realize it was that loud.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think anyone outside the car.
From outside the car.
It's the first time I'm hearing
I want to hear more of what Eric said.
This is the one with the dirty ass, right?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, do you just always fuck chicks that listen to White Zombie?
Just this one.
I mean, it's a good band, but serious.
But go on, Eric.
It's good for his rhythm.
Yeah.
No. And then we went over.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
I looked over to the car, and I knocked on it, and I just saw some things you can't unwash. And
these are the things I want to know.
That's pretty much it.
Were you?
There was bodies, ugly people having sex. It was just bad. It was a bad look.
Once again, family.
not saying you're ugly, Joe. I'm just saying it's just ugly, you know.
Right.
But after you came to, and you were pretty drunk. How did you get home that night?
I'm sure I went in the bar and drank 6 or 7 waters like a responsible person, and then drove home.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna get going because I think I said too much on the stand-up comedian. I think I made it awkward because you guys all work with this said comedian, and I didn't mean to offend anyone.
No, you didn't offend anyone. No, you didn't. It was.
I mean, maybe him if he's listening, but, right.
But no, it was.
But one more thing before I go. These two, who are the girls in the show tonight?
You've seen them in characters over the years. Heather Candel.
Is this show fucking sponsored by characters? Like, you drop characters in a segment.
There's just a couple of character stories. No, it.
His last car bone was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
My next question was, when they had when the guy jerked off at the Sloatsburg Elementary School, who was the principal? Was it Mr. Hoffman?
Mr. A. Mr. Anagnostis.
Mr. A.
Okay, so I'm just trying to gauge how old you people. Okay, because I was in the Hoffman era.
Oh, I'm Joe's age.
One of the best regimes ever for an elementary school principal.
Joe, this is Heather. Joe and I graduated high school the same year together.
Oh, okay.
At Suffren.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll let you guys go back to ass munching. I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
We miss you already.
it was great. I love when Eric calls in. The one of the most hilarious parts.
He really lets you have it.
Oh,
he doesn't go easy on you at all.
At all. No.
Great.
But I love it. He's hilarious.
He's very funny.
One of the funniest guys I know.
And he has great taste in comics because he thought I was funny.
He thinks you're fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
And you are.
Thank you.
But what made part of that phone call so hysterical to me was he was just being open and honest and didn't realize.
Yeah.
That's why that was so great.
We're all like, ooh.
He's a nice guy. He's definitely weird. I was at his wedding. I'm like, oh.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Neither was I. Sorry.
Not that I would have went.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh. Well, anyway, he's a nice guy. He's definitely a strange one, though. whatever.
I do have respect for him for the first time. I was
let's not
Creekside.
Do this. Let's okay. not. Let's.
Yeah, let's not do this.
Let's go back to the most embarrassing place, Joe Jerkoff. Okay.
I wanted to know if when he looked in the car, if he saw like a gaping asshole that was like the beginning of like the Looney Tunes thing.
No, I believe I ate the ass well after he got disgusted and walked away.
Oh, you didn't just stop when you got caught by your cousin?
Oh, no.
All right.
I was still in the... I go right to the eating out. That's my first move.
Right,
then I saw the fucker. So, no, yeah, I wasn't done.
Of course, you got to start somewhere. Yeah.
He's like, I put all that work in. Yeah. I'm getting my damn payout.
Yeah, my neck's all stiff.
I buttered the toast.
My face smells like shit.
I just made that up.
You're like, I'm most likely going to wake up with pink eye. I better do something with this hard-on I have right now.
Might as well make it worth it.
Can't drive home with this.
Do you guys ever think that to yourself? Like, well, at least I came.
Wait, expand on this.
Like, after a bad situation. Do you
I mean,
ever
there's been times where I've gotten home from fucking a girl, and I literally wash my dick in the sink, just in case.
Yeah.
Was that not what you were
I'm
asking?
I'm pretty sure.
No, like it was just like a fucked up situation. You're like, well, at least it came. At least I got that.
There's times that when I'm done, I actually wash my dick.
Like, no, like right away, the first thing I need to do is go wash my dick.
Does,
just
that,
in case.
Does that get the syphilis right off?
If you just, you just antibacterial soap.
You towel it off.
He starts jerking off again with Purell.
Just to get it in there. Yeah, just to get it all in
there.
No, I've actually opened.
It's been a long time, by the way. It's impressive.
I've actually, like, pinched the tip of my dick to open the pee hole to get soap
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, open a little just to the mouth.
Yeah. Mm. Just to, you know.
Gonna wash that
hey,
AIDS
you know
right
what?
Off of my dick.
So far, it's worked because I'm clean.
All right.
So far, that's worked.
I do the power wash with the shower head. It's like a car wash down there. It's like... I just strip it off layers of paint.
I go to the brushless car wash with my legs open.
Lay on someone's
no wax,
roof.
Please.
Just lay back against someone's windshield as it goes through with your legs open.
Like a fucking, like the video for Cherry Pie.
I hide in the bush and then I jump on the hood of their car when they're not expecting it.
Sorry.
That's how you get the free ones.
And then you go like this and you get a tip.
Oh, yeah.
Just squish titties on the windshield. And
yeah, you gotta get the back too. You gotta go up in there.
All the nooks and crannies. Especially with guys like Joe eating ass, you got to make sure it's all clean.
Yeah, you got clean.
Sometimes you make sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other times you blunder, and then you transfer it over back to her mouth.
All right, that was great. I'm going to go home and wash my dick. Just, you can even wash it at her place. You just.
I got to get home and wash my dick.
I'm trying to think you've ever done it at a girl's place before. Washing.
Mm-hmm. Had sex?
No, washing my dick in their sink.
Okay.
I don't think that's happened.
Especially just cars.
Yeah, usually.
It's usually like water bottle from the car.
It's usually on the go.
Trying to get a good lather going.
Fuck, that just made me think of something.
Okay, go ahead. We're listening to you, baby.
No, it's not really. No, it's just the last time I drove to a concert, I had a piss, and I did my usual. I pissed in an empty water bottle, which is why I try to keep an empty Gatorade bottle for both the girth and the amount it can hold. But,
like our camera.
Yes. But there's some weird thing. The way you're positioned when you're sitting up, Dan. You're pissed in a bottle driving?
Rarely, but it's happened.
You got to have your dick up and over into the bottle, right?
It's gonna like.
So you think you're done pissing, but then when your dick comes out and it goes back to...
It's still pissing.
You're not done. So the amount of times I've had to like sit like on... Well, not even sit, but just use my feet to hold me up with the heat blasting to dry my pants before wherever I was going to. My jeans were dry. And luckily, my piss doesn't smell.
They have bathrooms,
at least before drinking.
My piss doesn't smell.
Yeah. Like a shit.
That girl didn't think her ass stank.
That's a good quality, right? To have?
I'm not going
to
lie. Joe is a high volume pisser.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you have a lot of.
Wait, how do you even know this?
Because that one time you had to piss when we were on air. He sends me lots of videos. No, that one time you had to piss on air, you were filling a bottle, and you filled it.
Oh, beer bottle.
And you had to switch bottles, and
yeah.
You got pee everywhere in the studio.
Well, I don't know if it went everywhere, but
it was
I did,
is everywhere to me.
Okay, fine. Yes, I did need two bottles on that particular beer bottle pissing night.
So I could picture you doing that while driving. It's probably very funny.
But what I was getting at was, what do you girls do when you got to trip and you got to piss in a car?
I usually save those, like, super drinks.
Oh, the big gulps?
The big gulps. I can't do it while I'm driving, but, like, I have done it before the Olives mic where I was in the Tarrytown parking lot and I had to piss so bad. So I had a big Shake Shack cup and I just pulled down my pants and, like, hovered over my seat and really cupped it.
Okay.
Peed until it was full, held it, dumped it out the window, and I, like, filled it.
Because,
like,
even the
three
big gulp wasn't enough.
No, I really had to pee. It was, like, from the city to Grand Central.
I just find some place and pull over.
Yeah, you know. I'll usually pop a squat.
Yeah. Nature.
Two doors. You open the back door and the passenger side door on the side of the road, and then it's like
it creates like a little...
stall.
Yeah, stall.
Oh,
yeah.
You just remind me of one of the most...
I do that at the concert parking lots as well. What did it remind you of? Do you have a stroke, Joey?
No, I'm sorry. I was texting my cousin Harry. Had something. Nothing. I'm sorry. No, it reminded me of a time I was in Sloatsburg, matter of fact. And I had
happening
this is
in Sloatsburg.
Oh, this is another. Ooh!
This all sounds like a commercial. Like, come to Sloatsburg, where you can fuck sluts in parking lots and piss all over your car.
That's where I grew up. Neither of them were from Sloatsburg. There's two girls. One, I was working at a Staples at the time. And one of the girls I worked with there, I started dating. It was like one of my first girlfriends ever. But it was after our dating thing ended and we remained friends and her girlfriend would hang around with us. And I was in the back seat of... This wasn't the story I was going to tell with the piss, but this is right around the same time. So, we're parked in one of my friend's apartment complexes. Nick. His old place up on Mountain, whatever that was.
Okay.
And I'm in the back seat of this chick's Ford Probe. And they both...
Yeah, you did.
They both take their tops off and their bras off, right? And they want me to jerk off on them.
Wait. What?
That's it? So they're just laying there, passenger, driver's seat. I'm in the back, in the middle, trying to get squeezed forward.
Okay.
And, you know, my ex was like, I mean, like an 8, 9, her friend... Maybe a 5. Maybe. I'm being generous.
Either way, they sound like they're fucking retarded.
I think this was
before my drug days, so I didn't know any better, but they snorted some kind of pills. I don't know.
So it was a good idea to them.
Yeah. Exactly. But I remember just vividly, like, I wanted to be fair with my cum, so I gave the ugly one just a little spurt, and then I gave all the rest of the hot one.
Oh, you did it on the scale.
Yeah. And then she cleaned up with her Staples uniform, that bright red polo shirt. I don't know where that just popped up. But another time with those two girls, we were fooling around.
Those two girls again?
Yeah. Like a weird, and my ex had this weird thing where she didn't want me to see her blow me. So she blindfolded me, and her and her girlfriend would take turns blowing me. But my ex had a tongue ring, so she's retarded. I knew who was blowing me at the time. So they would switch off blowing me. But
called it.
But we're all in the back seat. But at one point, it was the middle of winter. It was right by, like, the firehouse, I think, in Sloatsburg. But there was this giant mound of snow in the parking lot where we were. And they just both get out and squat and aim and, like, fire piss, like, power piss at this mound of snow, like, to decorate it. Yeah. And I remember going... What am I doing here? What am I doing?
Coming on tits.
Well,
I think you were coming on some tits.
That was a different time.
Oh.
Yeah, this was...
That time you were coming
did
somewhere
you come
else.
That
time
night,
it
though?
Was...
Did you come that night?
I don't think I did. Oh. These two girls are two of the three in the foursome from that...
The foursome story?
Yeah.
Well, one didn't participate in that story.
Oh, yeah, that was the only one. She just had a hernia surgery.
Now you have to tell the story.
Cuck chick?
You can't bring up a foursome story and not tell a foursome story.
It was after I was done dating.
I like that we're doing Joe's greatest hits, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up a fave when you're done. Go ahead.
Okay. By all means.
Yep.
So, again, it was these two. My ex was really hot. And then a third girl who was even hotter. And she had this new place in Mahwah. One of her parents just died and left her a bunch of money, so she had this really nice apartment all to herself. Had a boyfriend at the time, but he was out of town, thank thankfully for me. First, we start out, we go to one of the adult bookshops. Not like Romantic Depot, like one of those in, I think right here in Nanuet or Spring Valley, where they have like the pink whatever siding, the pink whatever sign.
What's it like in there?
Gross.
Okay.
Really claustrophobic and gross.
It smells like hot tuna sandwiches.
And they bought two things. They bought some flavored lube and one of those like jackrabbit vibrating things.
Yeah.
So we get back to this girl's apartment. It's the three of them and me. And this is when I'm barely 18. And I am still like in my extremely shy phase. Sorry, just typing in the chat. Okay. And I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know what I should be doing. I'm just, there's two couches. So they're on like the three person couch all sitting together. I'm on like the two person. It's like an L shaped, right? But not connected, but that's the setup. And they're just fucking around with a toy they just bought and whatever. And they come over to me and they want to take my pants down. And could you believe, Dan, I was apprehensive. This is how I was when I was 18. I was like, I don't know.
I know when I'm around three girls, I just go right for it.
But I was 18. I wasn't.
Get
so
in there,
much.
Bitches.
But so they get my pants, and they start putting this vibrating rabbit thing on my balls. Again, they had just snorted pills. And back then, I didn't even know what they were. Otherwise, I would have been in it. What?
You were like just like a little poor cabana boy that they were just using.
Yeah.
For their pill.
And I'll never forget the reaction. See, but every time I tell this, I feel like I gotta. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just being honest. Once my dick got
hard. It's kind of like a humble braggish sort of thing.
It is a little humble braggy.
Yeah.
Once my dick got hard, there was a couple of oohs.
They were like, we don't even need these toys. Fuck.
They brought me.
Oh my God, who goes first? And they were like fighting and clawing.
Not
over it.
Like that.
Can you tie a horse to this?
So they drag me in the girl's bedroom.
Drag.
Well, all right.
No, ladies, please.
You put that in my head.
Oh, there's enough for
God
everybody.
Damn it. But this does not.
Wow.
What's the? Oh, was it one? I fixed it.
And the whole time you're like, no, I'm saving myself for someone special. Oh.
No, I was into it until they put me. They tied me up and blindfolded me, because again, my ex was there and didn't want.
And they were just like, we have to blindfold you because your dick is so big.
No, I didn't say that. See? That.
And you couldn't fight these bitches off. They got me and they tied me up.
I was trying to fight Zardek.
I was just going along with
it. But my dick was
whatever.
So big.
There were
it was
three
weighing
naked
me down.
Girls.
Yeah.
I'm going along with it. I don't care. Fine. Tie me up. I wasn't happy about it, but whatever. And it's only till a while later that I realized the hottest one. Because my ex was like, "Is you sure he can't see the blindfold?" And she like went to squat over, right by my face, and I was such a dumb fuck. I didn't realize she was. I could have ate her pussy. I could have ate her.
Okay.
Nags at me all these years. All
right. What did you do instead?
Nothing.
You just move your head like, "Ew."
No, I was blindfolded.
No.
So I just like I knew she was right there.
You can't tell there's a vagina in your face.
Yeah.
Really?
It gives off a scent.
It's and a heat. It's noticeable.
She was so hot, you could tell it was hers.
Yeah.
Well, no, they were talking, so I knew who was who. Well, I mean,
yeah, you could hear them.
Okay, now you put your pussy like over his head.
No. So then.
They're dancing around your dick like a fucking maypole at the Ren Fest.
Egads. So it's mainly just being blown and jerked off. I didn't really fuck.
Oh, good for you!
Hottest one goes to take a shower, and it ends with the two of them on the edge of the bed watching Three's Company while I jerked off into a paper towel.
All she did was hover her pussy
so
over
me,
your
I'm not
face,
trying
and
to build
like,
up like I'm this whatever.
It builds That's up so that. Well and then ends so.
Their backs
sad.
Were towards me, watching John Ritter fall into a door while I came into a paper towel.
I really love that it was Three's Company of all shows.
I vividly remember.
Yeah, it was.
That's even better.
Come and knock on my door.
Come into a paper towel.
I love when life is ironic like that on its own. You're like, damn.
And I remember the girl who owned the place coming out of the shower with a towel around her, just so concerned. you didn't get any on the bedspread, did you? Any on the comforter? Because her boyfriend was coming back the next day.
And she was really...
Do the fucking laundry, then.
Looks like it's a real roper.
Anytime I fuck in a bed, I probably shouldn't have fucked, and the next thing I'm doing is taking that to the laundromat first thing in the morning. Getting a fluff and fold before they come back.
A fluff and fold.
So the story I wanted to request was, since we're talking about, you asked a question earlier about the most embarrassing place you've come, or unexpected, or whatever. Okay. Can you talk about the time you tried to blow yourself?
Oh. All right, sure. So I'm around the same age as the bed fucking, and...
That was a big year.
It was.
It was an experimental was year for Joe. Year. It was his white album. Because cum is...
So, okay. I'm on my back, jerking off completely naked on my bed. And
like a starfish.
And I think I saw a porn where a guy like licked his own dick. And
it was
like,
a big dick.
But I'm like, you know what? I think I could do that. So, I get my ankles around the back of my head. Like,
show me.
Plow position. In yoga, they call that plow position.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He was plowing.
And I'm jerking on, I start licking the tip of my dick. And then I'm like, you know, but this isn't good enough. So I put one hand on each ass cheek and force my dick in my mouth. And I got the head in. So now I'm jerking off with the head of my dick in my mouth. And I'd already been jerking off before, so it was building up. And you know when you're about to come, you can't really...
Yes.
So the best I could do was get it out of my mouth and come on my nose. And then I got out and off of my bed like the Exorcist with my face pointed at the ceiling because I didn't want to drip in my mouth. So I had to be looking up at the ceiling. Because
then it's gay.
Because then that, exactly, that'd be gay. And thankfully...
I wish I had limbo music. I would be playing limbo music right
thankfully
now.
There were Wendy's napkins. Or I wiped my face, and my mom was calling me because the cat was dying in the kitchen.
Because he's trying to imitate what he just saw you do.
This show is actually on my face, Mom. Jeez.
This show is actually sponsored by Wendy's Napkins. Not Wendy's, just the napkins.
And characters.
But that was the first and last time I tried one more time years later just to see if I could do it. But yeah.
Thank God you got that rib taken out, huh?
I didn't. Well, here we go again. I don't want to. But it...
I appreciate a guy that sexually harasses himself. It's like, get in there, bitch. Get in
there. I like that you force the dick in your own mouth.
I face fuck myself.
Take it. Take it all. All right, take just the head.
But yeah, that was wow. That was the story.
Were you watching Clerks before? Did you get the idea from that?
No, I don't know where it came from that I think.
So you sympathize with someone blowing you on a whole different level because you're like, yeah, I know that.
It's rough stuff.
I know that struggle.
Cats die from that shit.
It just sent shockwaves through the house. Killed the cat.
Total pussy slayer.
By the way, I am on Bumble and Tinder, girls.
And Grindr, but he'll only answer his own fucking messages.
Oh, your dick sucked? Yeah.
Send me a dick pic. All right.
Ooh, I got a message.
Do you ever text yourself to remind yourself of something?
I do.
How do you
and then
text
you get
yourself?
Really excited when you get a text coming, yeah. Right, and you're yep. Like, oh, it's me.
You text your own number.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've done it to, like, remind myself. Because if you have to, like, remind yourself of something.
You just set a reminder in your calendar, you weirdos.
No, you just real quick, just be like, yeah. You know.
The guy that just fucked his face. Yeah. Quiet guy's weirdos.
Yeah, I figured I'm putting, like, cancel on the Cousin Joe show. Yeah, you know, like, I put that in so I remember to. And then, see, I didn't do it, and now here I am.
I also have the iPhone and a MacBook, so I text myself. So if there's something on the laptop,
yeah,
I can
right.
Just.
Technological.
Laptop.
Wow. My desktop.
Surf
my Macintosh.
My Macintosh.
You want to take a quick break?
Yeah.
I believe that was a yes.
I want to have a cigarette.
All right.
Is there enough time?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have time. I want to play some Touchstone Terrorist, Junkyard Willie. Haven't played in a while.
Customer service, can I help you?
You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio with Dan, Heather Candela, and Jody Lee in studio. Back in a few.
Hello, yes. I had a special delivery package. I don't know if it got delivered yesterday, but they did leave a certified letter. And I'm trying to see if it has not been delivered. Can they deliver it today? Because I'm going to be here all day.
Do you have your tracking number?
Give them that piece of paper, that folder with the number they gave me.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Was it supposed to be delivered yesterday, you said?
Yep. It's a watch. It's a diamond watch.
Oh, yeah. Because we got a fellow, he works in the warehouse, this wacko. He's been lighting people's packages on fire.
He set them on fire.
Yeah, I don't know if yours was one of them. I'm thinking maybe I could transfer you to him and you can describe what your package looks like and he'll tell you if he set it on fire.
When did it happen? Yesterday?
Yeah, see, he comes to work, he smokes crack, he drinks his booze, and I don't know, he's out there.
Well, then my package is supposed to have been delivered yesterday, and if he did that, he's going to have to pay for that.
Well, I'd like to transfer you just so you can describe the package to him, and then he'll let you know if he burnt it.
All right.
Okay, please hold.
He said one of the guys worked that went crazy yesterday and burnt all the as well.
She
said it was
going to
come. Yeah.
Customer service, this is Blade in the mailroom.
What?
I said this is Blade in the mailroom. How can I help you?
I cannot hear you, sir. Are you talking through a speakerphone or are you smoking?
I've been boozing. Hold on a second. Oh, I'm sorry. I just had a little too much to drink. How can I help you?
A little too much to drink.
Yeah, you know, it's
on your job?
It's Saturday, man. I get to party.
Now, let me speak to the supervisor, because you're not supposed to even talk like that on the fucking phone.
Hey, chill out and have a Quaalude.
What?
Hey, come on, don't be a flatliner, man.
Don't be a flatliner. Who this motherfucker?
Hello?
Sit to him, baby.
Hello?
Yeah, how's it going, dude?
Hello?
How can I help you, man?
Who is this?
Yeah, give me your tracking number, man.
This ain't.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Why the hell they phone number? Can I speak to a supervisor or manager or something?
Yeah, hold on, man. Don't be a flatliner.
What you mean, don't be a flatline?
Don't be talking shit about me, man.
Put the fucking manager or your fucking supervisor on the damn line, or I have to come up there and talk to him myself.
Hey, chill out, man. Hold on.
Hey, chill out. Nothing. Put the damn supervisor or the manager on the fucking phone.
All right, hold on, dude. Hold on.
Hello?
I don't know what kind of place this is.
Yeah, this is Willie, the supervisor. Can I help you?
Who?
I said, this is Willie. What you want? What's the problem here?
What do I want with it? It's the problem. Okay, first of all, you got someone working in the mailroom that's burnt everything, crack cocaine.
Yeah, he's drunk off his ass. He drunk.
What?
I said he drunk. That's all. He just drunk. He ain't always like that.
Drunk? That's not supposed to go on that.
Come on. It's Saturday.
What you mean, come on?
I say this
that's okay
Saturday.
For the call downtown to the main office, and you guys will be reported.
Don't
and
be,
what
be
you, said,
trash,
you said,
don't be talking
you said
trash,
you wanted you supposed to be the supervisor.
Don't trash about nobody. Don't be talking trash.
What?
I said, don't be talking trash. I don't need to hear no trash from you.
You don't need to hear no job, motherfucker. My motherfucking man supposed to be here, you stupid son of a bitch, and you sitting there talking shit?
Don't be talking trash. I'm the supervisor. I don't need to hear no
you
trash.
You saying you the
no
fucking
one.
Supervisor? You don't talk like what?
Listen to me, I ain't playing around.
I ain't playing around, motherfucker. Not with my damn watch. Come on, he drunk and all that bullshit.
Hey, come on.
Motherfucker, I ain't got shit to do with him being drunk.
I know how to work around here. I don't need to hear no trash from nobody.
Shit. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is to calm your ass down.
You calm your ass down.
We get to drink booze over here if we wanna. Come on.
Y'all get to drink.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
but I want you to know I understand. Yeah, it's been a long time, but I don't mind. Yeah, it's all right, I understand. Because something I saw in your eyes told me right away that you would go after being mad. And it's a strange speed that came over me. Down inside, no matter what it takes, I'll never get over how good it felt when you finally kissed me. I would never regret. Maybe those few hours linger on in my head forever and ever.
So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. just head on down the road to somewhere. I gotta go, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. No, you don't know how it feels to be me. You don't know how it feels. You don't know.
Back with the Guns N' Joe show on More Like Radio.
Yes.
MoreLikeRadio.com/live is where you could join us in the chat room, which I really haven't been able to check out this whole show.
There's chatting going on.
There's chatter in the
there's
chat room.
There's some chatting.
Back with, of course, Dan, Heather Candela, and Jody Lee.
Who's taking a piss.
Who is leaking right now.
Into a bottle, I would assume.
Do you have a pee thing on that soundboard?
No. I just have coming.
Oh.
And three different farts. I like that I'm strapped for like space on this keyboard, but I programmed three farts.
Yeah, I'm every letter and number character on that keyboard is in use. There is some sound.
Here's all three.
Well, simultaneous.
My priorities are awesome. You don't understand. I haven't gotten to use this in like almost 2 years. I'm so happy.
Yeah, this was. I mean,
this didn't make the transfer from the old studio.
You know, you can do it like on an iPad now.
Yeah, but I like doing this.
Okay,
it's mine.
And it's easier to have the keys.
You'll be an old grandfather one day.
I could feel them. Right. I could feel. Back in my day, I liked to play my fart noises with an old laptop from the 90s.
But yeah.
Fuck you, Grandpa.
So, we got a couple.
Shut up, baby dick.
Forgot about that one.
You just call me
you
baby
could just,
dick.
You could just feel free to go through.
No, go ahead, man. I don't want.
I'm being serious.
I want to reveal as the show goes on.
All right.
My favorite. That's
better.
Quote from that episode. She's like, this jacket's tighter than dick skin. Fuck you and your dick skin jacket.
All right. So, yeah, Dan, let's go to. Now, I believe.
This is an important story.
Absolutely vital. Now, I believe there's a video.
There is, which I accidentally played during the break.
But I think we should play the video after you read the story.
Heard that in your audio.
Oh, my God.
Right?
How? Wait. I have so many questions by the headline.
Oh, we're going to answer them all.
Yeah, it will all be answered. So, yeah, if you want to read the article,
I
dear,
do.
And then I'll... Okay.
I do. Sex robot molested
robot.
At electronics festival, creators say.
Sorry.
What? Because they did not understand the technology and did not have to pay for it, they treated the doll like barbarians. That was a quote from the creator.
The creator of the sex doll that was at
electronics. My sex doll has been... She should be treated with respect.
So is my vibrator molested every time? Like, it's supposed to be a neck massager.
This isn't a neck.
I don't know. Can your vibrator talk back to you like this?
Oh, yeah,
this is no ordinary sex doll, as you will learn.
It's no ordinary
there is
rabbits.
A picture,
sure,
if you want to take a glance of it.
Oh,
being,
yeah. It's one of those real dolls.
It's real, all right.
But it's got AI.
Real creepy.
Actually, that's our first lady. Show some respect.
This is
there's actually less plastic in this one.
Buzzing. She does look more real.
Oh, boy. The man behind an intelligent sex robot named Samantha...
You did not read the first line.
This is why we can't have nice things.
It actually says that actually in the article.
Good old fucking HuffPo. Gotta love Huffington Post. The man behind an intelligent sex robot named Samantha says the kinky creation needs to be repaired thanks to barbarians at the tech industry festival. Engineer Sergey Santos, that's a
weird
name.
So this wasn't
name.
Even like a, you know...
It's like a Russian-Mexican.
Triple, but it wasn't only like a triple expo, whatever, adult thing.
It was just
technology. This was just an electronics
It was a bunch
thing.
Of real-life Big Bang nerds.
Yeah,
like,
oh
they're
God.
Like, oh my God, I can fuck this. Like,
yeah, and he thought his sex doll would fit in at this convention.
They were like, look at that doll.
Oh. She was asking for it being there. Look at how she's dressed.
Oh.
Absolutely. That belly shirt? Are you kidding me?
What a slutty robot.
Totally.
Mm. Engineer Sergey Santos. I love that name. Of Barcelona,
what other name
Spain.
Would you expect to come up with this?
Sergey, it's just like Russian and
No, I'm saying it
Spanish.
Fits this creation.
He's of Barcelona, Spain. Wanted to show off Samantha at the Arts Electronica Festival in Linz, Austria. Arts Electronica. Hmm. The Randy robot was programmed with artificial intelligence so that she responds to gentle seduction.
What?
Like a real lady.
So he didn't build it right, essentially.
I, for one, am super psyched that they're already planning to replace us with robots for sex.
Yeah.
Why do you like that?
Why?
Yes.
Because all the creepy dudes that are into fucking robots will go fuck a robot. It
takes so much pressure off.
Yeah. But what if...
Then she could focus on the
real
boys. And
it leaves the opportunity for women engineers to have our fuck boys. Like literal fuck boys.
Oh, so you're not worried about losing real guys to fuck? You want
no,
a robot guy there. Cock?
Joe, you have to understand.
Yeah, and he just says nice things and pets my hair and just fucks me the way I program him to.
The female and male sex ratios
right.
are totally off.
Don't
oh, no.
be so
oh,
sure
I know.
The
about
supply
that.
And demand.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But
the
what
supply
I'm,
and demand is what I meant.
But what I'm getting
supply
at
and
is...
supply and demand but, is way different. Heather, you can get rid of most men, and Heather yeah. will not be like, oh, I'm never going to have sex again.
I know, but what I was getting
you
at...
You get rid of four women, and most men won't ever have sex.
All right. Yeah. I know. I was just thinking more along the lines of
sometimes
down the road when they... It. If they perfect this where, like, let's say, quote, unquote, normal guys like me and Dan...
Yeah,
that's enough. Like that's we normal. Just need this AI robot.
You just talked about coming.
You're
in
not.
Your face.
You wouldn't be worried.
No.
No, we want the dudes that only that are like, yeah, fuck it. I'll just fuck this robot. Like, good, go fuck the robot.
Yes!
Fuck
the robot.
But
yeah.
again, my point is, if they get to a point where they make the robot where it's not a robot, where it's like fucking Westworld, and it's that good.
Mm.
No.
They'll cross that bridge when they come to it.
No, I'm sure there's still be guys that would.
I'm pretty sure the gays are going to come up with an equal. Part of it, and then I'll just buy one of the gay robots and reprogram it to like chicks.
Oh yeah,
and then I can just fuck the guy robot. And
but
we
why
can
don't you believe a lady will make a nice fuck robot?
I was
robot.
Just thinking
I mean,
that.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's not right.
No, there needs to be dude fuck robots.
Yeah,
trademarking that right now.
Dude fuck robot.
But that's what half of us are.
They've already been made
good old
to perfection.
DFR.
It's
aren't
just
we already like
guys are pretty much dude fuck robots.
Well,
yeah,
you can program
yeah.
them to say what you want them to say. That's what I'm thinking.
If you can be a script, I mean, I don't you know.
women can do that anyway.
Pretty much.
They do.
Say these things, you might get sex. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I want to be talked to this many times a week. I need, yeah, no, I've had that.
Did not text me during the appropriate
the
2 hours.
I've dealt with that, yeah.
They take it a little too far.
But it's always under the guise of, you know, I've had guys tell me that I'm like tuberly honest. You know, you're cool because you don't get offended. I'm like, no, I don't. And then
sarcasm.
There opens the door to.
Ew. No.
So you
both.
You don't
of the
kiss
spectrum.
Me. Let me teach you how to kiss. Bitch, I'm 33 years old, and I never called a girl bitch, but that would come out in my head at that moment.
It does with me. With outward, all
the
time.
He would just say, "Okay,
I'm like, bitch."
Did you know I have a radio show, bitch?
3 girls want my dick. 10, 11 years ago.
Don't tell her that
they
part.
They don't need to know that part.
Yeah.
You omit that part.
Yeah, you take that out.
That's what I got to learn.
It's not lying. It's just
like, last week.
Plus 4,000 other weeks.
And there was no Three's Company involved.
That's the asterisk. Yeah.
Definitely didn't come in a towel watching Three's Company.
No John Ritter. There was no John Ritter there. Yeah, no. Ended beautifully.
John Ritter was not part of that equation.
I swear.
They all laid on their backs while I spread my seed. Ended perfectly. Romantic picture I just painted, yes?
Everybody got an equal amount of semen.
Divvied up the spurts.
Everyone got the correct amount of dollops.
Like a christening.
It was like the rose petals on American Beauty. Or they're just like,
when the priest walks around at Easter with the fucking...
Semen of Joe. Semen of Joe. Semen of Joe.
You Father, too Son, far away. And the Holy Semen. I bless thee, amen.
The power of cum compels you. You were exercising them bitches.
Right, so go back to how this robot was robot. Molested.
So the Randy robot is programmed with artificial intelligence so that she responds to gentle seduction. Mm. Mm-hmm. Samantha seemingly gets more aroused the more she's romanced.
Mm. What does that mean? Her plastic nipples get hard?
I think she just gets more into you.
Or is there some kind of like fake lubrication where her pussy gets wet?
Is it like a one of those baby dolls like where the like the drinking wet? What are they? Oh, remember those baby dolls where you like
the girl's PSU fan kicks on and loops starts.
What are those things called?
Betsy Wetsy.
Yeah. Is she like a Betsy Wetsy, but it's like you feed her lubricant and then she's automatically.
I think you feed her like roses. Compliments.
That smells nice. And
I would like if they... You know, list some of the examples of what turned
it might happen.
All right,
you don't know how to romance a robot.
You really need.
I'm still working on the real ones.
We're all thinking about like next level jobs to get us to the next millennium, but we really should be thinking about like how we can fuck robots.
How do we turn one on? A woman. Samantha seemingly gets more aroused the more she's romanced. That didn't happen at the festival.
Oh no!
Instead, Samantha was molested and seriously damaged by attendees.
Those barbarians.
Barbarians. The people mounted Samantha's breasts, her legs, and her arms. I just picture like nerds just humping every spare
gang bang.
Rubbery part of Samantha right
Puppy
now.
Puppy pile.
Two fingers just they're just moving. Two fingers were broken. Ew. She was heavily soiled.
All right, what can that possibly mean?
Jizz.
Other than that, yeah.
I'm gonna guess someone's shoes got on her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
He was trying to hit her vagina from the top like that guy in the Heather's car.
And the nerds don't wipe their ass good either.
I love that you said that and I had to think like which guy is he talking about?
I need like a chart. This one here.
I have a Google Doc.
Oh good. I don't have enough where I need that. People can be
Have you made a list, by the way?
Mm-hmm. I have a Google Doc. That's not a lot.
Oh, you're being serious?
Yeah.
If I write my number down, will you?
Yeah.
We'll do it off
the
air.
I know it off the top of my head.
You know, I didn't know if you wanted to say it on the air.
I'll write it down, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We don't need to.
All right.
As of 2 weeks ago?
I want to see them both.
Oh, okay. I got you beat.
You know, there's the camera.
Oh, of course you do. You're a dude.
Oh, you do?
About like six more.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about this.
I guess.
Well, yeah, when you have four at once, like it's easy to like.
No, I don't count the ones I don't actually fuck.
I haven't had to take.
You count penis to vagina.
Yeah, no blowjobs. No, yeah.
Because my lesbian friends are like, you got to count the times you had oral. I'm like, no, not for my own sanity. We're not doing that.
I don't
know. I haven't had to move on to my second hand yet, but I'm going to get there.
Just lay on it so it's numb. And
four.
It feels like
no, I meant I didn't. It.
Oh, I apologize.
It's a math joke.
Sorry.
All right, moving on. The people can be bad because they did not understand the technology and did not have to pay for it. They treated the doll like barbarians. Even though Samantha's breasts and some other body parts were badly damaged by the sex-crazed Austrian horde.
Sex-crazed Austrian horde? What
the
f-
How much damage could they have done? I mean, the picture in the article is just one guy grabbing a plastic tit.
And the other one's like massaging her wrists. He has some kind of strange...
Hey, what the fuck
is
that?
Great name for a punk band, though.
The sex-crazed Austrian horde?
Guys, we're the sex-crazed Austrian horde.
We don't care about anything. We're gonna fuck your robots.
Ladies and gentlemen.
S-C-A-H. Coming to the stage.
All right. The AI software in the robot still worked perfectly. When Santos asked the doll, "How are you?" it responded, "Hi, I'm fine." Of course,
but it was lying.
After you get molested by 1,000 Austrians.
And her fingers can't
tell
she was molested.
Yeah. She stuffs it all in like real life.
Yeah.
That gave the inventor cause for hope. Samantha can endure a lot. She will pull through, he said, according to the British tabloid.
Jesus, what a creepy fuck.
Aaron Lee Squire, a British engineer who helped Santos develop Samantha, told the Daily Post he believes the robot should be treated like a lady. I think people have just become overexcited and treat her like a sex doll. She isn't a sex doll.
Yes.
She isn't a sex doll.
She is a lady you can put in the closet when you're done.
She is, or hang her outside so she dries. She is a robot with AI. Santos ships Samantha in a box back to Barcelona for repairs.
I love
that the sentence after she's not a sex doll. Like, you know, she should be treated like a lady.
Yeah,
the
she's
next
a real woman.
Sentence is Santos
I put
ships
her in a box.
Samantha in a box to Barcelona for repairs.
I am going to be fucking pissed if female sex robots get more rights in terms of rape reportage than actual human women.
Do you think it'll automatically
but,
dial?
This is what
police?
I'm thinking is great about these sex robots.
If you haven't...
Get that weird kinky shit out of the way with a sex robot.
Mm. Interesting.
They could actually document it and be able to, like, provide evidence more so than, like, a real woman would.
That's
too.
Why some they wouldn't,
camera
they wouldn't rape
eyes.
Robots.
Yeah, she's going to have, like, diagnostics and shit.
Yeah.
We
They'd be like, you
evolve.
Use this much force with your penis.
Oh, man.
So, you going to play that vidgin?
There's a little more, isn't there?
No, that's
box.
It.
No, but after he sent it back.
He shipped it back.
The price.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How silly of me. The Daily Star reports he has sold 15 versions of her at about $4,000 a pop.
That is a steal.
$4,000 for a sex robot who, after all of your Austrian sex horde friends attack her,
God,
says she's fine.
That looks so creepy.
It
you
does.
Scroll down to the
Those
picture.
Dead, yeah. staring eyes.
Again,
we
have some
there.
Respect for our first lady.
All right. Well, now I mean,
link it. I'm gonna put it in the chat.
The video, Dan. It's just of all shows, the doctor's comment on it. Mm. Get ready with that sound effect that we changed the thing to, because I have a feeling we're gonna not yet.
Oh,
I have a feeling we're gonna need it.
Don't molest the machine before we get there, Dan.
I've been fingering this thing all night. Are you kidding me?
Here's what I can only assume is a wacky take on the story.
Sex robot in town.
Oh, my God. Right off the
Already.
Bat.
Look at that. Hey, now.
I need a new sex robot in town. This
Shit. Premature.
Requires you to seduce her. Check it out.
Meet Samantha. She's not just another pretty face. She's the latest innovation in sex robotics.
Nice and gentle.
You heard that right. Samantha is not afraid to say what's on her mind.
Oh, great.
Barcelona-based engineer Sergey Santos has recently created a sex doll equipped with the latest advancements in artificial technology, who seemingly enjoys sex just as much as her human partner.
Always. All the time.
Ah!
What was it?
That was her saying
Samantha
always all the time. Listen how sexy it was, Dan. Listen how
partner.
Sensual.
Okay.
All the time.
Well, when you never get laid,
all
I would imagine.
That's true.
Samantha responds positively when touched and has different modes of interaction.
She has romantic, she has family, and she...
You actually did nail that voice pretty good, Dan.
Thanks, man.
She has also sexy modes.
But
well,
what
sexy
really
mode.
Turns
sexy
Samantha
mode.
On is intimacy.
I'm always in sexy
Initially,
mode.
She would like to be romantic. She likes to be kissed. And you get it to a point where she wants to be.
She's not a real
sexual.
Girl, you asshole.
Does What's she mean? Orgasm?
She responds.
Oh, wait. Oh,
to,
I stepped over another one of her lines. Hold on.
The breasts. The objective. She would like to be
Listen.
Romantic. She likes to be kissed. And you get it to a point where she wants to be sexual.
Now then, what's next?
She responds to basically the G-spots and also the breasts. The
wow.
objective is to get her to the orgasm.
So if you were in the market for a doll, would you pay $5,400 for Samantha?
Wow.
This is
This is definitely an upgrade from the old blow-up dolls.
I know, like honey, some of us girls getting to be an egg like a robot.
It's just.
I found that to be very valuable. I cannot wait until I'm fucking the next time and being like, okay, what's next? I want to remember that. Okay, what is next?
The fact this is on the doctor's show just reaffirms none of them have a fucking medical degree.
No.
They're still going.
It was really nice we got in the band and be like a robot. Be like, what leg?
Okay, you are not a doctor. I don't. There was maybe one word I just understood. What is this?
Shut up, baby, dear.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold on. Let's get Lil' Kim's take on this. Let's
go back. Hi, honey. Some of us girls get to be an egg like a robot, too, sometimes. You know what I'm saying. Girls, plenty of nights we got to be and be like a robot. Be like, so one leg, one arm.
Now they're saying that by 2050, these things could be so lifelike that they'll replace
the
real thing.
I mean, she's going to tell you.
Apparently, she even comes with, I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
The vagina has a G-spot in this doll. Not kidding.
Why is the audience moaning?
Did you hear the disappointment in the guys? Like, we have to fucking find it there, too?
Do I have to use it?
Well, hopefully it's in the manual.
When it's in sex mode.
Can I ask you guys?
I'm going to be 66 at that point. Like, I don't care. Yeah, go fuck a robot. I literally just did the math.
Doesn't it seem like so counterproductive to build a fuck doll that you have to romance? Like, really?
Yeah.
The girlfriend experience.
Who the fuck wants that? You're buying a $5,000 doll to stick your dick in.
Yeah, and then put them when you...
No, but Jody, it's like when you get... Sometimes you get like a video game and you put it in like... expert mode, and it's too hard, so you just put on easy.
Or beginner mode.
Beginner. So what you do is you try on expert, try to seduce it, and then when it doesn't work, you just put it on sexy mode.
But regardless, if you go to squeeze her tit, and you hear, okay, what's next?
That's how...
I can't wait to use that line.
Cock-hardening thing.
That's always how it's worked for me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She said, be gentle. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, you can't tell me what to do. I bought you.
Please put your penis in my vagina. I want her to sound like a female Stephen Hawking.
She kind of does.
She kind of does, actually.
That's going to be the problem. So this dog going to let you find it every time. That is so phony.
Yeah, I don't think it's lifelike enough. But if...
Oh, you don't?
I would almost be
what
more
about
concerned.
Sanitary, though?
Well, hopefully...
What?
You don't share it.
You fucking dived into something.
Every time. You have to clean it up every time. It's a doll. I know, but...
Next topic!
There was that gremlin laughing in the background.
We're moving on! I can't... It's over! I need to wash my mouth out with coffee.
Oh, you...
You guys are so wild and crazy.
I have to wash my mouth out with dicks.
You know that's edgy for daytime television.
That's pretty extremely edgy. Yeah. They even said sex words.
But the only thing... that was remotely a good point was, I mean, I have a fleshlight, and the reason I don't use it hardly ever is, I got to clean it up. Ugh.
Yeah. What's it smell like? I bet it's pretty bad.
It still smells like latex. Shame. I could show you if you want.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Totally good.
It's clean now. It's clean.
No, right now it's clean? You.
It is.
I don't like how you're leaning as if you could reach it right now.
I'm just going to walk over there.
Don't.
Since you're leaning, can I get another hard seltzer?
You may.
I'm too turned on by these sex robot ideas.
She's got to calm herself down.
Anybody else?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'll do one more. Thank you, man.
So, Dan, that was the end of the sex robot
talk? Yeah, I think we got the whole sex robot thing down.
All right, but that being said, would you buy one, Dan?
No.
Not for $4,000 like it was.
I would not buy one for...
I would buy one as a female.
If they gave me one and also $10,
okay. Let's go...
First off, how do I have to explain that if someone ever comes over?
Well, you have closets. But let's go simple.
It's Samantha. She wants to be treated with respect.
No, but say it's not one of these with the awful robotic, unsexy sayings. Say it's just one of those, like, you ever see Lars and the Real Girl, that movie?
No.
Ryan Gosling's in it.
Yeah. And did you just get wet?
That sounded...
A little bit.
Okay. But they feature one of those, the real dolls. Mm.
Yeah. I heard of them.
And they're like, you know, what, a couple grand, I think?
How is that different from having an internet girlfriend?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how's it different?
You can put your dick in
it. Yeah, because there's something physical.
Like, people are always going to find weird shit to, like, fuck. Or, like, ever see that show, like, My Strange Addiction?
Oh, yeah, we
like,
play
there are people
that
like, want to fuck buildings. Like, people are into...
What happened
we played,
to old-fashioned...
What was the one of the ones we played where a guy fucked a tailpipe?
He was fucking a car. We had a video.
That's all he did was fuck cars.
What happened to good old...
There's not more of that going on, to be honest.
Good old-fashioned jerking off. What happened to that?
Just he totally reinvented the other conversation we had before. It was like car fucking.
That's it's right. Like, yeah.
Just cutting the bitch
out.
No,
you're doing it all wrong.
What about the outside of the car? Mm. Yeah.
I just slammed my dick in the hood a bunch of times.
That's the same as a relationship.
Pretty much.
But then, let's say you got one of those real dolls as a gift.
Okay, yes. Someone gifted me a real doll. So I had to hide your real doll for you. Okay.
Yes. So I gave you...
So now it's sitting on my living room couch and I talk to it. And
no, nothing wacky, like, creepy like that.
That's less wacky than anything else.
Now we're going to draw the line like nothing wacky.
Nothing weird.
No, I'm... Okay.
Don't talk to it. It's strictly to fuck in the mouth and then put it back in the closet.
Yes. Or whatever hole they engineered. Sure.
But like a lady.
My point is...
You're fucking her in the ass, and she's like, okay, what's next?
Nobody get...
Ow, be gentle.
But I'm not talking about one that talks back. Only question is, would you fuck it? Would you fuck one of those realistic dolls?
I don't think I'd fuck a fucking life doll.
I feel like normal people would really have that moment of like, you know when you're fucking somebody questionable, and you're like, I'm better than this.
You know what? I'm
not saying you never date again, or you know, but just on the side, you got it in your closet.
I feel like that's crossing into a zone that you can't come. Like, once you've done it once, you fucked that doll.
So wait, but what are you afraid that only a doll's gonna do it for you?
No, I'm afraid that like no matter what you do after that, you still hit a point where you decided to fuck a doll,
right?
And it's always gonna be there, no matter where you go. No matter how many tens tie you to a bed and argue about how big your dick is, no matter what, no matter how many, you're always going to have that moment where you fucked a doll. Like, you could just jerk off and go to bed like a normal person.
How do you think us women feel about, like, half the people we've slept with?
I don't even know why you guys have that moment where, like, why do you fuck them in the first place?
Him.
I don't even know why you
I
do.
I gotta ask.
Depression, alcohol.
I understand that. That makes sense.
All right, yeah.
Comedy.
Fill in the void.
It is funny.
Get it? I totally get it.
Yeah. It's like it's like an empty snack. Like, you know those Fritos aren't going to fill you up. But like, you're...
Don't want an empty snatch. Fill her up.
Fill her up. Could be the female.
It's pretty close to fucking dead people, I think.
Yeah, it's not far off.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, you're right.
It's very corpsey.
Yeah, it's not far from. And it's like, you know, what if you're totally into it? Like, what if your new favorite thing?
I'm into that because, like, I have a joke about that. How I would be into a dude who has a necrophilia fetish, but has never really fucked a dead person because, like, then he could just come over. I don't have to wear makeup, and I could just lay there, and then he fucks me.
Okay.
I have to do nothing.
You don't have to pretend you're enjoying it.
No, I could just lay there and be like, "All right, thank you, get out of here." I don't know, zero effort.
I don't know why this reminded me of this.
Some days when you're horny and you don't feel like doing the work, you know.
Maybe the lack of making noises made me think of this, but I need to ask you: is it weird when a guy fucks you and isn't making noise?
Yes! I'm so glad you brought this
up. Okay, because I had a girl that told me that. All right, now, does heavy breathing count?
Yeah.
Heavy breathing counts as well, because you...
Because that's pretty much all I do.
That's fine.
I don't do the, oh, yeah.
No.
Every once in a while, I'll do the, I'm not even going to say.
A groan
no,
here
you're
and
after
there
now.
Is, no, it's fine. No, it's fine. We don't have to, like, we don't have to go too deep into it. I get it.
You don't know what show this is. I have to.
You have to.
I'll do the, like...
I want to hear it for real.
Okay. Yeah.
Show me on the doll.
But I have to preface with, it's not forced. It's not something I think is sexy. It's just in the moment.
Right.
Mom!
Something like...
Grandma!
Fuck, you're so tight.
Okay.
Fucking liar.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, so I should stop doing that from those two...
Yeah.
No, it's just that...
But I'm being sincere, and I...
Yeah. All right, if you're, I think Dan's
getting embarrassed for me.
Like your ass smells so good.
I'm watching you try to climb out of it. And it's fun.
Heavy breathing does count. Like okay.
I had a girl tell me that, like, she didn't have a problem. She was convinced that she wasn't turning me on because I wasn't moaning like they do in porn. But I don't do that.
No, not so much the morning. I need some sort of caliber
feedback.
Of feedback of like where I'm at. Like if it's heavy breathing and I hear the heavy breathing is all getting heavier, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I just do that naturally.
But there are some dudes that are just like. This is what you hear.
Are you
and
alive?
I'm like, okay, did you come? Like,
oh, even at that moment?
Yes!
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Here's my question, Joe.
Comics.
Joe, how do you...
I shouldn't have said that.
I'm so curious about this now. I am so fucking curious.
This is the place to ask.
I'm not going
to
ask her on air. but how would you feel if you're with a woman and she's making no noise at all?
Mm-hmm.
Silence.
Yeah, but that's different.
Nope, it's not.
You're the perfect woman.
It's not.
How's
like,
it different?
I don't know. It's
a bodily communication that's going on, and like not to be all like sex therapist about it,
no,
but like you're
it,
in a thing of like intimacy, and some like a lot of people aren't into dirty talk, and that's fine. But like you need to have some caliber of like where it's going for the other person, because like this is
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Meaning, like,
as crudely as possible.
As a lady, like, as a female, like, I still give a shit about where the other dude is at, because I don't want to be just like fucking phoning it in like a pillow princess. Like, if I'm there, I'm fucking there to do the fucking work.
Right, there you go.
And if I hear just like dead silence, I'm like, it's like fucking, it's like doing a set and the fucking crowd is not laughing, and you're like,
but they're not booing. So do they like it?
Yeah, no, you get like these, like,
oh god. And then Joe's
just
like,
cool, so are you appreciating this or not? Because I can just leave. Like, we can just do that.
Joe's just like, that set is so tight.
I had, okay. full disclosure, I had somebody within the past few months who lied to me about coming.
Okay.
Really?
Now, I've fake cummed once before.
Really?
But
no, opposite.
What?
He said he didn't come.
Was he wearing a bag?
What?
Was he wearing a bag?
Yes.
Okay.
He said he didn't come, and I felt like, well, fuck, I didn't do my fucking job. Like, I'm a Scorpio.
When he
we're
said
both
that,
Scorpios. Like, we're in it. We're, there to do the fucking job.
You got to see it through. Yeah, but wait.
But apparently he came.
But wait, I got to ask.
Dumped the condom and then went down on me, put another one on, and was like, oh, I didn't come, and then he didn't come again. But, like, he told me.
I still don't
later.
Understand the purpose of him lying about
so
it.
So he could get
so he probably, fuck her more.
Was
why
he afraid you would veto the second sex?
I was going to say, why?
No. First of all, I would not. But, like, he probably didn't want to come off that he came so fast.
Oh. That makes sense.
Okay.
But he was still silent. Like, I had no fucking idea he came.
Well, in that case, I'm sure he was silent for a reason, because he didn't want you to know he was coming.
Sneaky ninja jizz.
Ninja jizz!
Ninjas.
Yeah, but then I felt like shit the rest of the night, because I'm like, well, shit, I really put my all into that.
Well, how did you find out that he actually faked it?
He fucking told me.
Oh, I was like, it was your garbage. You're like,
yeah, I was
going to
say,
this is two condoms.
No, I make sure he dumped them, because there have been like two times in my car that my friends have been in my car and found a used condom. It was like a freshly used condom.
Oh,
and
this
it's
was
like
the car thing.
Yeah. It's all full circle.
I'm hoping
it
was tied off at the end.
Hanging off the rear view.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
You know what? The person I mentioned before was the first one. And the second... Wait, I forget who the second one was.
No, you don't.
I would like to go on record saying I don't like a dude to make too much noise either, because that's fucking gross.
This is a happy dude.
Yeah.
It's like... That's fucking weird. It's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, no. If I made any kind of like... over the top moaning, I would be faking it. It's like I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. No. I don't want to hear that shit anyway.
But you need a little feedback of like how it's going. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, also I like to know when a guy's coming so I can put on the fireworks. Like we're putting on the full display. All right, now we're gonna like you know
grand finale.
Yes,
yeah,
the grand finale.
Yeah, you save the best for the very end. Push him over that. I know how that goes. I had sex once.
I'm like saving the best for last. Like, what's going on? And if I have no idea,
push over the.
There was a,
to heighten it.
There was a girl.
And he's all, sometimes the sun comes out. He's laying there all spent. He just cries.
That's usually how it goes, Jody.
There was a girl.
Take me home.
One of the few girls I fucked from Tinder, there was a girl that actually prevented me from coming. We fucked, and then we're going second round. Well, she was riding me, and I was like getting close, and she goes, she grabs my cheeks with her hands and just goes, "Are you ready for the big blast off?" And I couldn't fin it. I was so like, what the fuck?
No, you don't announce it.
Are you ready for some football?
That's so weird.
Final it was countdown. So...
What was the big blast off?
I don't know.
You never found out.
But no.
Oh.
That she's doing it wrong because you don't let them know there's something going on.
Yeah, but it was also the way she said it, and like it was just like,
yeah, no.
What?
I'm in a wreck in your world. I fucking hate everybody so much. Ugh. People are horrible.
Wow.
Are you ready? Better brace yourself. No. I've been laying here with my dick in you for the last fucking however long. I'm not ready at all.
Didn't I tell you you were tight?
Fuck. I told you before that you feel so tight.
I breathed. What else do you want from me?
Yeah, I didn't stop breathing at all.
The whole time.
Bitches, man.
I fucked you without needing an oxygen mask, so I don't know what else you want from me.
Mouth to ass resuscitation.
Hey, lick your butthole. What else do you want?
Well, it's 9 o'clock. It's up to you guys. We could go on with other stories we got, or we could wrap up.
For going on more. I don't know about Jody.
Oh, look at her.
All night, baby.
I mean, just a little more.
Yeah.
It's just the
tip. We started late.
That's true.
We did. That is very true.
Well, then I think we have to go to the story Heather was excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that one.
Oh, yeah. You'll understand why when we get to it.
Okay.
Oh, God, this is so fucking weird. British model turns pieces of her labia into designer jewelry. And then right after it says, now they forked.
Labia jerky. For work.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
That's so fucking weird. How do you do that? You cut it off?
We're about to find out.
Are you going to play a video?
Or
am I going to read this?
What? How much fucking labia does she have that she's making, like, bangles?
Beef curtains.
Wow, seriously.
Do you remember, Joe, speaking of beef curtains, in high school, there was a person, we'll name her Jane Smith, and somebody programmed into all of the scientific calculators and math that, like, Jane Smith has roast beef.
If you write the name down, I'll probably...
It was on every calculator.
It's so vague.
There's a lot of inside shit going on today.
Yeah. I think this lady must have cut, like, slivers off and made, like, little Italian horn necklaces.
God, yes. Didn't she get peed on, too, at a party?
I don't know. I just remember her name and has roast beef on, like, every scientific calculator they would give you in math class.
I don't know about this. This is weird.
But I think you should read the article first, Dan. And
God. All right. Jewelry should always reflect one's personal style. In the case of British mom Tracy Kiss, no way that's her name. Tracy Kiss?
No, it's not a real name.
It also memorializes her private parts. Earlier this year, the model turned fashion blogger underwent a labiaplasty in part to remove a cyst that doctors said was caused by friction in the area.
Wow, how much of a fucking whore do you have to be that the amount of dicks going in you causes a cyst?
Tight pants.
Yeah, she could have been wearing
tight polyester pants with no breathing.
Oh, I just immediately went dirty. Okay. I didn't
it could
think
have been that.
That.
It could have been a mixture of the two.
Okay.
It could have been a cocktail, if you will.
Oh. Mm. Oh, yeah, no, but especially if it was like roast beef, I can see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
The 28-year-old Kiss then blogged about the experience in a very, very elaborate detail at her own personal blog. Now Kiss is adding another wrinkle to the story.
Wrinkle.
Turns out she saved some of the parts removed during a surgery.
Oy.
Now Kiss is adding another wrinkle to the story. Turns out she saved some of the parts removed during the surgery and turned them into a one-of-a-kind choker.
This bitch is stealing my material.
Here's the pic, Jody, if you want to check it out.
Oh, yeah, there's a pic of her with her vagina choker.
Did she make it into a thread? No.
It just looks like somebody bite the Jersey Shore. I don't see where... Where's the lab, bro?
It's just
it's that little
cyst.
Thing she's holding in her fingers. That's it's the lab.
No, but that's like some...
See how it's like grayed and
it's
gross now?
It's beefy.
See, in her hand?
Not the whole thing. Like,
in
not
her
the,
hand.
Not the outer part.
The
that
part
can't
she's
be...
holding.
No, but that's like a...
Well, that's like a decorative frame.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But in there, it just
that's
like...
That's so it looks nice.
Jesus.
What was it, gangrene on her pussy? Why is it all colored
like
that?
Why'd they cut it off? I don't know. It looks like she tied like put like a marijuana bud in her fucking necklace.
Or maybe she just dyed it for design.
Oh, that's possible.
How do you go about that? I should know that.
Kiss decided to make the labia heirloom as a trophy for overcoming the pain the experience had caused her.
She did it to herself.
I also have my old breast implants, too. Cause she keeps a lot of weird medical shit.
I hang them from my rear view.
Unfortunately, the surgical fluid they were stored in turned them gray, so I wanted a long-term option of preservation. Of course! Why wouldn't you?
Wait, I'm confused.
Jerky.
Confused about
she
what?
She had her fake tits taken out.
Right.
Good move, by the way. Fake tits, 99% of the time, never look good. Only in a bra. And, no, it's true. It's
there is clapping.
It's almost impossible for them to not look freakish.
Mm-hmm.
But she got them taken out, and what, she didn't preserve them right so they turned gray?
No, they were in they were in surgical fluid. Oh. So they were stored in surgical fluid.
Bitch okay. is nasty.
That does sum it up.
I have my teeth and my tits and my cunt and everything. Just little jars of me all over.
Ugh.
The skin around Kiss's sex organ also turned gray from the surgical fluid. As the graphic video below shows, she perked things up by covering the leftover labia in glitter.
Who doesn't want glitter in their snatch, honestly?
I think it's time to watch this video.
I've got
Kiss
right
finished
now.
The choker about a month ago and currently wears it around her neck with pride. All in all, I'm really pleased with my pendant, she wrote on her blog. Its contents may not be immediately obvious to the unsuspecting eye or to everybody's taste, but that's the beauty of it. Kiss is no stranger to using body parts or bodily fluids for fashion statement. In November 2015, she went viral for a video extolling the supposed benefits of sperm facials. Dude, we did that story. Sperm facials.
Refresh my memory. What?
Hold sperm
on.
Facials. How much refreshing could there be?
Wait a minute. Hold
on. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, later on the couch, I'll show
you
all about
it. Can we watch the video of how she does it?
Yeah, show the video, Joe.
As long as it's like under 5 minutes, like I can't.
Yeah, all right, let's check it out.
It has graphic content.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
She's holding. It's like a...
It sounds like, this old
house.
It
sounds like this old house.
This old cunt.
We're going to knock down these walls.
Okay, she put it in red. That makes more sense.
Why is she cutting apart popsicle? What? What?
Oh, man, this isn't a makeup tutorial. Like, just get to the point where you're not okay.
You're going to have to dry them on a little clothesline.
Oh, she's making her own clothesline.
Sardines. She had sardines cut off her cunt.
This is actually very informative. Can you send this to me on Facebook, actually?
Sure.
I hate her.
I wish she had some narration.
It honestly, like, for me not being able to see it.
She put her pussy lips in like a box and made them dance.
It's,
and now she's dousing them
she
in glitter.
She painted
like
them with barbecue
sauce.
The weirdest
diorama I've ever seen in my life. If this isn't what first part
is, it honestly sounds like when they're fixing up a house on one of those A&E shows.
Oh my god! And she still has pussy lips after having that much cut off. Damn. Yo, she had to like...
Do your lips hang low? Do they wobble through?
Roll them off and tuck them in before she had the procedure done?
Alright, I think we get the idea.
Jesus.
procedures like still going on.
Anybody who's listening is like, great, I just got.
Well, the video will be.
Well,
the video will be uploaded on YouTube if you want to see it. It's on there. But
it's a nightmare.
Yeah. But Heather, you had something to talk about that related to this, or Dan? I'm sorry. Is there more to this?
No. That's you got it.
Okay.
I just kind of feel like she stole my material because I have a joke about how I keep labia jerky, like I make labia jerky and have it.
I can't believe she ripped you off, man.
I'm fucking. Unreal.
She's like, one-upped you, though. She's like, no, for real.
I'm going to make fucking jewelry out of it. I'm like, okay, bitch, let's step it up. That's why I'm like, send that to me, please.
I did. It's been sent.
I'm going to out-creep this bitch.
It's on your computer machine now, or yes. Phone.
I'm never going to sleep over your house because I'm going to start collecting them like ears from like that fucking war movie.
Let's have a sleepover,
Jim. No! You just after me for my labias.
I go for foreskin, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Well, I don't have any for you to take. You do?
Foreskin?
I'm so glad.
You're cut?
Yeah.
Okay, so why am I confused?
I'm not.
You're so interested in people's dicks.
Don't just be inquisitive.
Dick quiz.
What's up, baby?
Ingisitive?
Why are you so unsure?
I don't know. It's like 9:20. I think we should wrap up.
I mean, we can wrap up.
I know some of you guys got long drives.
I think we got the point.
All
right. We've talked about all the different types of cum, how we can do it, where we can do it.
It's a very cum-filled show.
It is.
There's a lot of cum on this show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Glad I came on.
Wait in the car.
69. Why 69 already?
I wanted to figure out how old I was in 2050. I'll be 69 or 10 years dead.
I have no idea what's going on over there.
No, I was figuring out how old I'd be in 1950.
When the
50,
sex robots.
When the sex
like
robots.
Humans.
Like humans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm too old.
The robots.
But he just opened up his phone and it was his calculator
just
into 69.
Shut up, Gladys. I'm not fucking the robot.
It's a pretty hard-hitting show, guys.
I think we solved all the problems.
I think we came hard.
Yeah.
Oh.
And really gave it our all.
Yeah, I think we hit all the important news stories from this week, so mm-hmm. I think we got it.
We tickled all the points.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for coming down, guys.
Aww.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. Miss you guys.
We missed you, too.
Just a request for next time, more jizz stories.
Yeah.
We'll write that down.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't have enough jizz.
No, not enough.
Anybody got anything to plug before we get out of here?
I don't know.
I have a show on...
Oh, do you?
On the 17th at Casa del Sol.
It's in Nyack.
It's in Nyack. It's a Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday, so there's $3 Mexican beers and tacos. I'm leading with that. And also the comics are really good. We have Jeremy Cash, Marcus Gavon, me, Dave Namory.
Oh yeah, Namory.
And I'm the worst because I'm forgetting Andreas Lazu. Mm-hmm. Which I can never pronounce his name.
What website can people go to, or is it a Facebook page?
HeatherCandela.com. I actually have a website now. Oh. Or spiritualerection.org.
I go into that one.
That's the way
it's pretty
to go.
Memorable. It's just,
yeah, I'm really proud of that one.
Wow.
All right.
I got one on the way here, actually, this Saturday. I'm going to be at Carmine's
in
Poughkeepsie,
no shit.
Opening
for
Joey Cola.
Very cool.
Joey Cola, sweet.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'm going to meet AJ's and Wappagers too tomorrow, but it's not my show, so I'm not.
You can still plug it.
Okay,
a spot.
Yeah,
good. I'm not booked for any of October, so I'm going to cry into a pillow when I get home.
I wish I knew that before.
I'm assuming, like myself, you'll be hanging out at the Characters Halloween event.
I will be there for that, yes.
I'm hosting that.
Heather Candela will be hosting that.
And you will get to
that.
See my wonderful Halloween costume
it's
that I cannot
great.
Wait to show with the world.
I can't wait to see it.
You going
to
be there, Jody?
I don't know. I didn't know anything about it.
I hope you are.
I might have gotten the thing, but
I hard to tell
been...
with all the advertising, but I'll see what I can do.
I've been...
The date was moved, too, but you didn't know that because there was no advertising.
Sorry, we're gonna have a we'll have a poster out for it 4 days before the event.
Okay.
You were That's there good. When I came up with the idea for my Halloween costume.
Ah. All right, everyone, thanks for checking us out. We'll see you next
thank
week.
Thank you, Joe.
Heather, Jody, yes. thank you again.
Thank
for
you,
coming
Joe.
Down. Thank you, Cousin Joe.
And Dan for
thank
the sound parts.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
Can I get one more orgasm noise?
Of course.
Oh. I hate that. See, that's what I don't like.
You never had a chance, did you, baby? So good looking, so insecure. You said you can't remember when the lines you drew began to blur. Yeah, when all of this is over, should I lose you in the smoke? Trying to rope a tornado. Joe's in the backyard trying to keep things simple. And the lonely DJ's digging a ditch, trying to keep the flames from the temple. Oh, and if perhaps I'll lose you in the smoke down the road, I want you to know you were the one. And may my love travel with you everywhere. Yeah, may my love travel with you always. How about a cheer for all those bad girls and all the boys that play that rock and roll? They love it like you love Jesus. It does the same thing to their souls. And when all of this is over, should I lose you in the smoke? I want you to know you were the one. And may my love travel with you everywhere. Yeah, may my love travel with you always. Baby, may my love travel with you everywhere. Yeah, may my love travel with you always.